I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy, Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B-Roll Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now, tell me, right now you chilling with my home girl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now, tell me.
What's happening? This is your man, Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Choc Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Choc Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Choc Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Zinke, and I'm chilling with Choc Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Choc Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Choc Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Choc Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
And welcome to Chocolate City Radio. This is your girl, Choc Mommy, and we are live in the building. I was having some technical difficulties. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with my Skype, but oh well. I'm going to bring in Ashton. Tonight we have Hype Magazine, and I missed you guys Sunday. I didn't get the chance to do my little special birthday show, so y'all didn't get a chance to hear how my weekend was. Oh, my God, Becky, look at her butt energy. That's the kind of weekend I had. Like, oh, my God. Friday night, go to the club with the promoter. He told me it was a gay night, you know, but I was just thinking it was going to be like, you know, some females or something, right? Get inside the club. I see all these studs and shit, and I'm being introduced. So the studs is like, yo, what's good? And they bitches is looking at me like, bitch. I'm like, wow, I'm strictly dickly, you know? Then I see some gay guys in there. So I done told everybody to come to this spot. So I had to sit there and text everybody, especially my studs, like, yo, don't come. They're
right.
Like, why? It's a bunch of gays in there. They was laughing their ass off. So what kind of shit is that? We all hyped to come party with you, and you're going to tell us some shit like this. So the promoter was like, you know what? Because he has two clubs on Friday night. He was like, you know what? we're going to go to another club. So we went to another club, and I tell you, I was on the dance floor all night, and I had on 5'10.5" heels. So I was 5'10.5" Friday night. Girl, you talking about the last 30 minutes, like we was leaving and I had to walk to the car and everything. My feet was hurting so fucking bad. But I look real cute now, but my feet hurt so fucking bad. It was so cold. Thank God for baby oil gel, because damn, if I would have wore regular lotion, I would have been white as a ghost.
Mm.
Oh, damn. You have a call from 678 about Sunday. Okay, 4246, you're live on the air.
What's happening?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. Who's this?
Who is this?
I'm calling the Chalk Mommy Show. She there?
This is her.
Hey, Chalk Mommy, how you doing?
I'm doing bad in my head, so I'm thinking about her. And who is this?
Happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
did you have fun on your birthday?
Romel, I'm going to snap the shit out of you.
Yo, Jack, what up, boo?
Man, I
what's happening, lady? Yo, good?
Yeah, Saturday, I was hungover, and then I didn't want to go nowhere. My brother brought me a bottle of Sky Vodka because I like Sky. I didn't even touch it. So Sunday, he was like, yo, I'm going to make your stomach be in your hand. I'm like, no. He said, yeah, for real. That nigga tried to get me so fucking drunk, like, it wasn't even funny. People was buying drinks, had the waitress at the table talking nasty. My brother was like, ooh, I'll slap you up with some biscuits. I was like, ooh. He said, it's some gravy. I was like, you don't need no gravy. That bitch squirt, and your friend to catch it. She likes that shit, old nasty-ass waitress. I was like, man, I had 3 shots, 3 drinks, and I couldn't even drink no more. Like, I just, when I looked at the liquor, when I started getting more shots, I was just like, I can't do this. My stomach was turning. I was so fucked up that I couldn't feel my face.
Oh, shit. Damn.
But I sobered up enough to drive. But my brother was like, how the fuck I get drunk on your birthday? Nigga, you get drunk every night. It ain't got to be my birthday. It ain't got to be no special occasion. Fucking Lush. And no, I didn't give him no coochie at all. I was like, man, no. I got new business cards. So my business cards, you know, me and the little silver background and the black boots, and that's all I got on. I was handing them out. Boy, you talking about some thirsty-ass men in the fucking bar? It was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, hey, my business cards are always going to be attention getters. So I was like, hey, I got some new fans. When I spoke to Junior Monday, when he had took me to my photo shoot, he was like, Kenny said hi, and it was this older white man that was just drooling. I was like, man, he just don't know me. I be done took his pension and his whole month's paycheck and not pay him no damn attention.
You got it going on, girl, for real.
Yes, I had a really nice time. It was interesting. I love the Super Bowl. I told everybody Ray Lewis was gonna get his ring on my birthday. That was gonna be a great birthday present. Nobody
that shit was scary at the end though. That shit was real scary, yo. They almost lost that shit for real.
They said that was that Illuminati shit from what I heard. I don't know. I'm just saying. That's what they say.
That's what they say, right?
I was fucked up. I didn't see how big Beyonce eyes got and shit like that. And I didn't hear Michelle's mic being on super low, and I didn't see the bitch almost fall. But, you know, they talked about it on the radio.
I didn't say she either.
I was like, damn. And then, you know, Keisha Cole had something to say about the Super Bowl show. She was like, she was dozing off. She heard Michelle singing and it woke her up out of her sleep. So basically, she was saying Michelle couldn't sing.
Oh,
and so Destiny's Child fans started going in on Keisha, talking about, yeah, your last album sold 4 copies and Frankie sold 5. So they was fucking with her. I was like, oh, shit.
I guess my thing is, they're all talented. They don't try to dog each other out. That's crazy. That's the whole thing that fucks me up. All of them talented, from Beyonce to Rihanna to whoever, they're all talented. And they fuck them over. That's crazy. They all making money. You know what I'm saying?
Michelle is talented in gospel. R&B is not her lane.
And not for nothing. Nobody said anything when Monica showed down on Keisha Cole's song.
With Trust.
That's right. Monica came out with the debut. One of them award shows and did it way better than Keisha Cole on her own song. Made her second on her own song and nobody said nothing, so she needs to cut it out.
Well, you know, they ain't get a song since either.
Exactly. So she needs to cut it out.
No, I'm just like, what in the hell? It's like, you know, it's just so much hating going on in the industry. Now, here is my public service announcement for everybody that's listening. Rappers, if you came in the game major and you fell the fuck off and you find yourself still trying to climb the ladder back to the top years after years after years and the new generation don't know who the fuck you are, sit your ass down and stop fronting like you got money and you know you broke as fuck. Sit your ass down.
My homeboys. Okay. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Shout out to everybody that got their tax, their income tax money.
Already.
Sure. Starting in December, your baby daddy, your ex-boyfriend, and your ex-husband started calling you, trying to get in good, start giving you some dick and everything. Let's see. Got about 2 more weeks to enjoy that shit, and that motherfucker is out.
Wow. Hopefully they're using that money wisely, trying to invest, fix their credit, or get into some kind of business. And if so, they can holler at me.
They are investing, girl. It's called flipping that work.
Legally, if they want to legitimize their income taxes and make it better for themselves in the future.
They like Future. I got that kush, that good cushion alcohol.
Horrible. So horrible.
I'm just saying. It's a tax season game. I mean, it's been going on forever. Even my daughter baby daddy been calling. She was like, boy, I'm missing with that bullshit. He better stop calling because if he know her like I know her, she gonna whoop his ass. Just for him thinking that he could even call at the smell of tax money. I swear, niggas and flies and bitches and shit never cease to amaze me. That's why my baby daddies don't call and ask me shit. Matter of fact, I can't wait for my ex-husband to file his taxes. Call that offset hotline today. You have one issue. That issue is $6,414 back child support. Give me that. I need that. And that's crazy because he walked into the courtroom in July. We didn't even have a child support order then. He already walked into the courtroom 6,000 behind. Man, please. Females, if your baby daddy ain't doing right, put the paper in his life. Please put the paper in his life. Your kids will appreciate it. You'll appreciate it come tax time. Because if your baby daddy paying child support and he's behind more than $500 or 3 months behind, Uncle Sam is going to take that shit before he see any of it. So, you know, that's my public service announcement and, you know, my kick it quote for the day. I had to go ahead and put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
Doing my countdown till I come to New York. I'm thinking about getting some coochie guards to guard Chica. So I know it's going to be some motherfuckers lurking trying to get some. Mr. G.A. might even try to fly up or claim that he coming home to Brooklyn and get some. But as long as he got, matter of fact, as long as he got his debit card, I'm good because I'm going to have an iPhone in my swipe machine. Debit on the spot.
She got issues, yo. She got real issues.
It's called the PayPal here.
She's funny.
My iPhone, and then I swipe. I see Big Tone is on the phone. He's going to be a good customer. I'm going to make sure I have about 3 or 4 pair of drawers I done wore so he can go ahead and get some motherfuckers at $50 a pop. That'll
yep.
be a nice pair of sneakers. So, you know, Mr. G.A., I know you're going to spend more than 50. You like a $300-$400 outfit type dude. So I'm really going to enjoy this because you've been doing good with your tours. You've been doing good with your photo shoot. So I don't want to hear nothing about you don't got no money, you ain't trying to spend no money, because that's bullshit. I'll bust you in your head and take it.
Oh.
See? That's why he got quiet. Like I said, Brooklyn niggas pay for pussy. What's up, Paymaster? Tony?
That's some bullshit. We don't buy a pussy at all. Never do.
Hello?
No.
Pussy. We don't buy a pussy.
Tone, do you pay for pussy?
Yes,
no.
I
do. You know Tone from Miami. Stop playing.
Nah, I ain't know from Miami, bro. I'm from Brooklyn, homie.
Come on, man. You don't buy
pussy. Directly or
that.
Indirectly, you're paying for pussy. So.
No, we're not. We don't buy pussy.
Yes, you do.
No, we don't.
Directly.
Tone, I got fun with y'all. He just laugh with y'all and have fun. He just joking with y'all. He don't buy no pussy. He ain't got to.
I just want to say, so, first of all, I just want to say happy birthday to Chalk Mommy.
That shit passed already. That shit passed already, Tone.
Because, you know what? We don't have a show tomorrow, and Percolator Titty Ashton has a birthday tomorrow. Yes. So, PT is going to do a nice little video for you guys. So y'all can see those percolating titties, and she's going to post it somewhere where you guys can see it, and that's going to be like an inspiration for y'all to come out with presents in y'all hand when y'all meet us in New York next week.
Yeah. What up, Ashton? What's good, mama?
How you doing? You better call me at midnight, Tom.
Hey, wait. Oh, yeah, I got it. Come on. Stop playing. I'm a dial number at 11:59 and 55 seconds. And I'm in here to talk.
Hell no.
Ashton, can I take my dildo and run it in between them titties? That's all I want to know.
Yes, as a birthday gift to you.
Where are these titties at? Let me see these titties on.
How could you not see them?
Where's she at? She on Twitter? Where's she on Twitter?
Original Ashton. Original _ Ashton.
He's trying to find on here.
She needs to change her name.
Why?
So percolator.
Were you percolating on a dance floor for me for your birthday?
I want to see both of y'all kiss, though. That's what I want to see.
Who is that, the non-payer?
I want to see the non-payer.
I'm the non-payer, right? I'm the non-payer. You got it right, boo. The non-payer, right. That's me. The non-payer.
That's not the non-payer making no demands, is it?
No, that's a payee. That's a payee.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you something like this. If you take your chick out to eat or whatever and you pay for the bill, you pay for that pussy for that night, bro.
Tone, listen, you've been on this phone for like a long time now talking. Like for like weeks and months now, I'm not hearing you. I gotta love you, I'm not hearing you though. We don't buy a pussy, son. You're joking with them.
You spend that $90 and you spend $90 at Red Lobster, and sure you're talking about, oh, my stomach hurt, I gotta go. And you driving
home.
He's
funny, yo.
What you going to do? You going to end up going to, like, Perfections or something?
And he's
going to
be mad.
He's going to be tight. Going home tight. Like, oh.
Yo, listen. Well, anybody from Brooklyn, you on the phone now and call, please. Please, anybody from Brooklyn, call this line. What's the number, Chuck? 718, what is it, the number? Somebody please call in. Represent, please, from Brooklyn.
4661.
Please
I
represent.
All the Brooklyn paymasters.
That don't buy pussy.
And you know what's crazy is that we're not saying that you pay for pussy on a consistent basis.
Tone's saying that he buys pussy. He said from the gate. He ain't talking about dinner, whatever. He's buying pussy, whatever. No matter what, he's saying he's buying pussy. So I want to make it clear that that's not a thing that we do in Brooklyn. That's what I'm saying.
It's a thing a man does, period, anywhere. It's done
Never.
In Brooklyn, Bronx, Queens,
Never.
Manhattan, Staten Island, Maryland, West Bubblegum, down
south, Brooklyn and the Bronx are the two biggest pay for play boroughs in the city.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
God.
You
get out of here. Who told you that?
You know how many hole in the wall parties there are that they do that? People come from Brooklyn.
Listen to me. Those cats that come to Brooklyn are from like North Carolina. South Carolina, they're like cousins. You know what I'm saying? They come there and they like
to live in Brooklyn.
Get
my pimp friends on the phone and let's
get them on the phone. Call them.
I've already sent out a blast on BBM. I'm waiting for people to call in. And we got Hype Magazine on the show tonight. They'll be calling in at 10 o'clock. Mr. GA, listen, okay?
Listen. This show been on here for like 4 years now, 3 or 4 years now. And from day one, we had so many cats from Brooklyn calling and guaranteed never bought pussy, you know what I'm saying, from Brooklyn calling. From the Bronx called, Manhattan called here, didn't buy pussy. Now, in 2012, Tone come on the phone and say he buying pussy. Now it's like we don't buy pussy. That may be Tone do, but we don't do that shit.
All I know is... when I come to Brooklyn, when I come to New York, Brooklyn comes, and guess what? They pay. And I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. You know what
ain't
I mean?
Nobody buying no pussy chalk. Stop that bullshit.
Excuse you?
She said they pay. I come to New York, and they pay.
They don't pay for shit. She's lying.
Hey, that's that. We have a call from 301, and the last four is 4973. You're live on the air. You're riding the chocolate wave. Hello?
Don't be shame now.
Don't be scared.
4973, you're live on the air.
He's got cold feet.
Yeah. We're going to say he paid for pussy, he just shy. Okay. We're going to bring Get Money. With a name like Get Money, he's spending money. And I'll get money. Seven, five, three, one. You're on the air.
Yo, shaking. Is your boy Greg?
Oh, damn. I'll be getting him in... fucking get money. Are you calling in to say yes or no? We don't want no.
Hell
phone,
no.
No.
Fuck should I?
Bingo.
Pay
thank you.
Get
thank
my
you.
Dick
thank
for free.
You.
I don't do those.
Hustling
backwards.
Hustling backwards.
Yeah. Thank you. That's a real man, right? That's a real. Yo, Tone. You hear that, Tone? Where Tone ass at now?
I don't hear nothing.
Yes, you do. You hear it? My man said that's like hustling backwards, son.
Nah,
well,
Rome,
Mr.
G.A.,
you been hustling backwards for a long-ass time.
Shit, I never bought a pussy. I ain't going to. Don't intend to ever in my fucking life. You crazy.
You are so in denial.
Never. You're in denial.
Who's in denial?
You're on this phone talking?
No, we're not. We can't possibly be in denial. I know what it is.
I know what
you
it
know
is, too.
You know what? I am not about to put my friends on blast. All I'm going to say is, when I go to New York, I'm going to take a picture. And when I put them on Instagram and you see the dollar signs by their name, that's the code. That's the legend.
That's That's so fucked up, yo, for real.
I mean, there's other ways that niggas pay for pussy, though. Like, just keep it above with everybody. Like, if a guy got paid for, take a woman out and, you know what I'm saying, flatter her and all that, that's basically paying for pussy because most niggas do it just to get some. So, in other words,
that's not, look, man, look, going out with a girl and taking her to dinner, that's not buying pussy, son. That's just a date. That's not buying pussy. Listen, Tone. That's not even in the subject, you know what I'm saying? You talking about going to dinner, that's not buying pussy. That's going on a date, son.
Yeah,
you talking about buying pussy,
all
right, buying pussy. So you telling me if y'all took a man out, y'all buying dick then? For the female, they buying dick then? Right or wrong?
If I'm taking a man out and my expectations that night is to get dicked down and it doesn't happen, that's right. They would, listen, who was that ran for presidency this year and lost? What was his name?
Romney.
Yeah.
Did you hear what they were talking about? If they were in office, what was going to happen?
If
a man spent a certain amount of money on a female and she denied him sex, that would have been against the law.
Get the fuck out of here.
You need to Google
fuck
that. Thank
never.
You kindly. Because,
that would never pass.
Because they knew for sure that they were paying for pussy and they were getting denied a lot.
Get the fuck out of here. Yo,
okay.
Get the fuck out of here.
Right.
That's a bullshit.
I like how you feel.
That's crazy.
You need to Google their,
Hey, yo, I tell you what, though, that shit would never pass. Never fucking pass, yo. That's fucking
crazy. Of course it would have never passed, but I'm just saying.
That sounds crazy.
People know. Men
it would
know. Either you're going to be in denial about it, or you're going
to
be real about it.
You're
going
to
have to face the facts.
That's your crazy.
That would never pass.
I can respect a man who is real about it. Clearly they have situations, maybe at home, or they just don't want the headache or the obligation of a relationship. They just want to get something, a nut off or a good time for the night, and they'll do whatever they need to do to have that girl for that one night or for a couple of nights, a couple of hours even.
That's a whore.
Yeah.
You got the whore.
That's a whore.
How is that a whore when he's the one that doesn't want to be obligated?
Niggas are whore.
You're the whore.
Nah, that's a whore. If he buying like that, that's a whore. He paying for a whore.
Well, it was a bunch of whores at Super Bowl weekend because motherfuckers was paying for pussy. They was tricking. They are tricking. Me, I'm sorry.
We can next year for Super Bowl weekend out here in New York. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be like Las Vegas out here.
Yeah, I made 2 G's on that game, man. So I ate. I was good.
Thank you. There's somebody on my BBM that says, listen, if you got a girlfriend or a wife, you paying for pussy still because you're paying her bills and taking her shopping.
Exactly.
Tell that nigga on BBM he's full of shit.
That's love. That's marriage. That's love.
How is marriage and love paying for pussy? That's crazy.
Because the minute you start paying them bills and start paying that rent, let's see how long you get to stay there.
Oh, man, please.
Kiki, you staying there, you ain't working, nigga, shit. You sleeping on the couch. You ain't getting no
cut. You ain't Steve Harvey bullshit.
Exactly.
That's
and
crazy.
You ain't getting no buns. You ain't getting no buns. And you ain't
nothing. She going to go out to the club with her girlfriends to come back all hours of the night, nigga.
Yeah.
Get Money is trying to get involved.
Okay, hold on. Matter of fact, I think my guest is on, so... Rose, this is G.A., so I'm going to put you on hold real quick. All right,
babe.
And, I put them on hold and talk shit. For everybody that's just tuning in, we have hella niggas on the line that pay for pussy, but they don't want us to blow up their spot.
I mean, in denial with it.
So, 301-4973, you're live on the air with Chuck Mommy and Ashton.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Listening to y'all combo, sneaking in.
Now, do you agree that men pay for pussy?
Oh, yeah, all men pay for it. Thank you.
And then, it's a lot of men that just go ahead and take the direct route and be like, boom. I'm going to give you this much, and this is what I want.
Yes.
And when men get engaged and they ask a bitch to marry them, they put a big-ass down payment on the coochie.
Not the down payment.
And I know Mr. G.A., he's not a cheap-ass person, so I know when he was, married without children, he put a big-ass rock on her finger, and I know he was expecting a whole lot, because that's what men do. So me, yes, I'll take a man out to eat, not a problem. He ain't getting none. I ain't gave up none all year, even though we just the second month in. I didn't give up none the last 6 months of last year. So if a man take me out and he think he gonna get some, he gonna be mad as hell because his dick gonna be hurting.
Oh damn!
If he put the money on the table, I'm gonna be like, thank you. This is going into my New York shopping fund, and he ain't getting shit. He'll get a hug and a kiss.
Man. And you know what's crazy is that I had took a friend out to like a comedy show, paid for his ticket and everything. And at the end of the night, he was trying to give up the dick, hard body. So you can't tell me that they don't know that they paying for pussy, because when I took this man out, he was trying to throw me the dick. Like, oh, I'm paying homage to you. You know, you paid and you showed me a good time. I want to show you a good time.
Girl,
so they know what it is. They know what it is.
Because
I was looking at him like, get out of here. You don't have to do all of that. But see, I don't know. You know, I got to look at it from both angles because, you know, women, they always think they play. See, now, I guess what y'all don't know about me is I date women. So I'm kind of feeling the guys a little bit on that angle because women swear they getting everything, but they really not getting it all. So how much are you really getting?
You getting what you give them.
You think so?
They getting what you give them. I mean, if people simply just look at what it is for face value and not try to delve deeper into what it is, then they wouldn't be deceived.
So that means that all women is really getting paid to play, because all women require certain things. Is that what you guys are saying?
And men too.
And if people
would realize that if you go forth taking care of someone, that person is going to take care of you. But then there's a lot of people who are out there selfish, and if you're going to be selfish, then you're just going to play it the direct route. That's all that is.
I have a question.
That's not exactly paying for pussy. That's just playing your role to get what you deserve.
And in order to do that, what do you have to do? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's still fucked up. You gotta pay to play.
So, I got a lady on the phone because she didn't tell us her name. So, and then I think my special guest is on the line too. So, when you
say,
your
special guest. Who do you think you're talking to?
Oh, oh damn, who I say that is?
I'm your special guest. I can introduce myself. I'm talking shit. Y'all don't even know who y'all talking to. Y'all done got bored with me already.
You can stay right on in. But I got a question. So are you for the, okay, what role do you play in the dating of women? Because, I mean, I don't want to say anything incorrect or nothing like that, because I just got a loose-ass mouth. So are you more the
aggressive?
The stud?
Am I more the aggressor? I don't know. I got to ask my wife that. She might be at times. She thinks she, you know what? I'm just like the man from the outside looking in, you know. But I have to allow my wife to think she's running things for her to feel good about the day. So I let her feel like she's running stuff.
So, do you use a strap on?
Do I use a strap on?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Hold on, man. I need y'all. My right hand is online. Mr. Nasty Man himself, can y'all plug him in? I need some help.
Oh, yeah, she has to bring her team on, because
I need some help. His number is 317. It starts with 317. This is Todd.
Okay, he's on. And then we're going to bring Mr. GA back on, because this is fun. Now, before anybody say anything else, before your right hand say anything else, I need you to answer that question, because I got another question.
I don't know.
time? Because I know, like, when you, like...
Yeah, I have. I think I can put my strap on up against any real man.
Hey, what?
Hey. But you know what? Let me tell you about this stuff. This is what happened to me years ago. I was young back then. That was my first time using it. And I really give the props out to the man. I can't take over what a man does. Because, see, we're not equipped to really hump. You know, that shit will fuck your size up and everything. We just ain't built for all that, so I don't know. But I can hang, though. I can hang in there.
All right, I'm here. What's up?
Man, you know what? They ganging up on me, bro. They asking me about strap-ons and personal stuff.
Well, you know, let's start back, because I caught it. I caught that part. I came in at the right time when it was talking about paying for pussy. So what are we talking about?
Paying for pussy.
Now this is my take on that. If you are paying for pussy, right? Mm-hmm. Pay for pussy to a woman that you are planning on being your woman and advancing that to an engagement. Don't just be spending money on no random bitch. You know what I mean? You don't do that. See, a lot of these niggas, they leave with their pockets because they ain't got no personality, no character, no swag, no class, no nothing. So the best way for them to attract a female, if they got a little change, is to run with their pockets. That's why they ain't paying their fucking bills, because they out here trying to buy this bitch shoes who ain't going to be around another month. No way. Because once the money run out, the bitch is gone. You feel what I'm saying? So when these niggas is leading, the first thing they say, I hear these lame-ass niggas all the time. When they walk up to, hey, baby, you know, you got a man. Can I be your friend? I'll take you shopping. And that's the wrong approach. Because now what you done did was you done made her look at you as a pocket, you know what I mean, as a way of paying her bills, her Sprint phone, and all that old bullshit, versus looking at you as anything else. If she, I'm going to tell you my favorite phrase. If it ain't for free, it ain't for me. And if I am going to spend any kind of money,
dog,
it's going to be to advance what I'm trying to do. But any just loose shot of ass, I can get loose shot of ass all day for free on the house. I don't have to go to the movie. None of that shit.
I'm talking about preach.
These niggas, I'm already preaching. These niggas is not playing. These niggas ain't no pimps. These niggas some suckers, and I'm here to tell them. These niggas is out here playing football with basketball rules.
Yeah, I like that, nigga. Yo, where tone ass at now? Yo, tone, speak now, nigga. Where tone at now?
Okay, hold on. Get Money wants to get on.
Wait a minute. Oh, shit. Are you tongue-tied?
My man broke it down. He broke it down so good.
Let me say something. Now, like I said, if you meet a female and you like, you know what, I want to see where this leads. I have nothing against that. But if you are out the gates, the minute you meet this, you ain't known her a full 5 minutes, and you already talking about taking her shopping. You gonna do this for her. You gonna do that for her. That's where you fucking up. Let her buy into who you are as a person. Then if she's worthy enough of your dollar, and let it be a small dollar that, because if you give her, if you out the gate, let's say you don't need to leave with your pocket. All right, let's say she buy into who you is. And she didn't give you a shot of ass. And she asked you at that own little show today, you got a 20 or something. That's 20. Well, it's cool. But then test the bitch. Test her personality. Test her character. Go to her for a little bit. Hey, baby, I'm show today. Can I get a 10? And she don't give it to you, or she looking at you sideways,
hey,
fuck her.
Hey, let me help you out with that, bro. Coach Mommy, I'm telling you, this is just Jay talking. I have a rule up until I got married. It's a $2.10 rule. You can get some fries and some water and a sandwich, or you can get something to drink and a sandwich. I don't play that. I don't take you past $2.10 because I need to see what you're here for. So your ass ain't getting more than $2.10 from me anyway. Now when I graduate you up for that 7-day budget of $80, girls get all hyped like, yeah, Jay, take me
out. You ain't got
$10
do all
a day.
That.
That's like bubblegum machine money. That ain't spending no real dollars.
Let me give you an example. I had a fuck buddy for 3 years. When that third year kicked around, she started asking for a little bit of change. Yeah, you don't fuck your way into it now. I don't have a problem with that. I done got enough head out of you, enough pussy. You can go ahead and get a few dollars. But you ain't about to have a nigga out here buying J's, paying your motherfucking bills, getting your hair done. For what? You was getting that shit done before me, and you gonna get that shit done after me.
Damn
shit.
Yeah.
So I you got the right nigga on the line today.
You damn right you do.
Coach Mommy, I had to bring my bestie online because we, you know what, we show out all day. We shoot the shit. We sit around talk business all day about the magazine and everything. But this is a majority of our conversation is, do women think we stupid? And I think
I'm going to tell you what's wrong. I don't want to take up all the time on the line. I know y'all got a show and shit, but I just got to get a few things off. And this next thing I'm getting ready to say is going to change these niggas' lives. If it don't, then you need to get out this player game and go get married or some shit and go sit there. The one problem these niggas is having with these women is they refuse to be honest. They feel like the honesty is going to eliminate them from the pussy. But what they don't realize is the honesty is going to get you straight to the pussy. So if she asks you, most niggas will lie to the female about another female. Stupid. Tell them. I tell women all the time. What's my favorite line, Jamie?
Don't bet the house on me.
Do not bet the house on me. I can't promise you shit. I live a single man's life. Real talk. I live a single man's life. Did you hear me? I live a single man's life. I live a single man's life. Now, if you take that for anything else other than what I told you, you done fucked up. If you try to bet the house and I told your monkey ass, don't do it, you done fucked up. That's on you. But I told you out the gate. So if a female asks you, man, well, you got other female, you seeing somebody, you ain't got to say seeing. You ain't got to say dating. You let them know, I got friends. I got friends. I live a single man's life. That means you're not lying about that, because part of being a single man is I have, you know, I'm fucking other females. You're not the only one. Now, most men won't do that because they feel like a woman ain't going to get no pussy. But what they really don't understand is you're about to get the pussy because, damn, she's looking at you like, damn, this nigga just kept it real about another shot of ass. He ain't going to lie to me about nothing else. So get that lie out your head. All the niggas, the rappers telling you, I promise telling these bitches everything but the truth, but that's why your tires are shot out. That's why the bitches bust your windows. That's why you see these hoes in public, they don't know how to act, because you walk around here lying, nigga. Tell the motherfucking truth, and the bitches will respect you, and they will salute the pimp.
Hey, nigga, so real. Yo, he's so fucking real. That's my nigga right there.
God damn it, tell the truth.
That's my nigga right there. That's what I'm talking about. Shit.
Yeah.
He is at the motherfucking stage now, Chop. What you gotta say now, Chop?
I'm ready for the next one. Will fall. I might have to pull somebody else in.
Her ass ain't saying shit now. Her and her co-host ass ain't saying
some
shit
will
now.
Fall,
that's right.
I think she hung up.
Some will fall for that. Some will stand for that.
I think
right, but see, the thing is, the ones who won't go for that, then you just step your player game up, your mouthpiece, and still wiggle your way into the pussy. And it's
negative,
though.
Negative.
Oh, Lord.
That honestly,
as a single man, that really challenges your game. If you tell a female the truth and she denies you and you still want to hit it, then you got to figure out another angle.
And
that's
what's that
your game up.
The angle?
Recuperate. She can't do shit right. Look at her. She all fucked up. Chop, you all fucked up, Chop. He just fucked your whole game plan. He just killed your whole game plan.
No, he did not.
Yeah, he did. He did so ass as us. Your co-host ain't saying shit. My man just killed your whole game plan. Yo, look, Chop. My man came on the line and just tore your ass up. 1, 2, 3. Where your man at tone at now? Talking about bullshit. Where tone at now? He ain't saying
shit.
Well,
I'm trying to figure out where's Get Money, because he's been trying to get on.
Yeah, I don't know what number it is. I text him. So after I play this song, then we're going to come back and we're going to let the paper.
My man, the show's over. The show's over.
The show is not over. Who is this Spike Lee high fast?
Yo, he's done. My man
is
killed it. He's done. And you're done.
I'll be back in a few minutes when y'all get done playing.
Get what he said. He's 7571.
Okay, after the break, I'm taking a music break. I'm going to play one song. I got it today, and it's really nice. It's by TQ and Mystical. It's called Bad Man. So I got to play that because I like that song. So,
man, the show is getting hype, man.
We're going to play that.
Hold the song. The show getting hype,
John.
The show is hype, John. Hold the song. Damn.
Shut up.
Alligator, I'm an elephant. Everybody,
line tonight. Especially the best friend. He gonna get these motherfuckers fucked up for real. Now, let's see. Shit. Okay. Now, we got Big Tone and we got Get Money on the mic. Big Tone, what you got to say about that knowledge that just got dropped?
Hello?
Hey, what you got to say about that, Big Tone?
All right, listen. First of all, he said his piece. All right, it sounds good. Listen, if you meet a chick or whatever, y'all chill. She might get a pussy or whatever. But she actually, she don't actually go on birthday
night. Can't hear him.
Hello?
Yeah, what happened to your phone?
Too much in the background. Turn the TV off, man.
Boys in the background. And me.
Hold on. That might be getting good. Hold on.
That's probably Get Money, John.
Yeah, that's Get Money. He got something in his background.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So if you meet a chick or whatever, right, and you get the pussy, she don't ask you for no more. Like he was saying, he had a fucking boy for 3 years, but I bet when she started acting for that change, and he ain't giving no change, let's see how quick them drawers is coming off. This is what I'm saying. Whether she asks you for money today or tomorrow, she going to give you the great, she going to give you the best head you ever got. She going to give you all the pussy you want. That's just setting you up for a week later or 40 later. Talking about, oh, daddy, you got $20. Daddy, you got $40. That's just the setup. So why go through all that and just be like, well, what you need now? Because I know you're going to call me either tomorrow or Friday or my wife. And they always wait until like a Friday or Saturday. And always the week. And talking about, oh, I'm kind of short. You know, I ain't got no milk or juice in here. You think you're going to store for me?
The details.
That's just the setup. All that is setting you up for a later date. And I guarantee you this, if you don't come with that change when she asks for it, let's see how quick them panties going to come over the next go-around. So all that is just a setup for later on down the road. I'm not trying to get set up.
So you just going to go ahead and give a bitch the money right now, right?
Rip the Band-Aid off. Rip the Band-Aid off.
Listen, if she come out and say, this is what she need, X, Y, and Z, I'm like, look, it is what it is. If it could fit my budget, we could roll.
Where my man at? On the phone.
Oh, my goodness, this dude right here.
Hey, yo, listen. Hey, look,
yo,
look, real talk. All right, I'm the original cat.
So loud?
I like being loud. That's me. Listen, I'm the first cat that ever came on this show with Chuck as a host, so I'm the original cat, man. Really, real talk. So I'm the cat everybody know I am, real talk. And they know on this show, yo, we keep it real on this show for real. And we know my man came online a minute ago. He was real. Not Tone, but other dude was real. So, Chuck, put him on the phone now with Tone real fast.
I'm here.
My man, there he is. One love.
Yeah. I just want to reply. I want to reply back to my man's what he just said. Part of what he said, I do agree with. The other part, not so much, because I've experienced where I have had damn near a 10-year fuck buddy and ain't gave a bitch a dang. You know what I mean? I just think, honestly, in my personal experience with females, I think it all depends on... It all depends on how you deal with them. You know what I mean? Because a female go after a nigga with money who knows he going to throw it, whether he got it or not. She going to go to him first. So you may not be the nigga that she come to for money. You might just be the nigga she come to for a good night. And she going about her business. Because she got that other nigga that's going to spend that money. So if you a pipe layer, pussy eater, or whatever, and that's your qualification, nigga, that's your job. Now, if you start falling off on that shit, she's probably going to start asking for some bread. You know what I mean? So you got to, whatever your role is, and if it's that, that's what you do. But you don't necessarily, but I'm here to tell you, my nigga, you do not. To go in your pocket is the last resort, nigga. That is the last resort. You hear me? Till then, you keep that bitch sucking and fucking until you know you got to come up off at least $20 or something. Right? And by that time, you don't even give a fuck because you done drained everything out the bitch.
$20. Listen, Tone don't mind paying for pussy because he be finding the low-balling chicks.
Oh,
they be balling on the budget, so he don't mind paying a little $20 here. It's nothing to him.
Right.
It's not even about that. It's not about the amount. It's just about the fact that, I'm gonna get this. Get this accomplished.
Do you agree with what I said?
Yeah, I agree with you saying.
I'm just making sure because Chuck, get money is like no noise on his line now.
They tell you so. Four piece of chicken for the chicken spot is all
he
on
be
his line.
let me say this though. How about this is even better, right? Let's say you done fed yourself, my nigga. You done already had your full stomach. She done came over to the crib. You ain't had to go pick her up. You ain't spend no gas money. You ain't had to build nothing to eat because you ain't even talking about no dinner. She done came over, kicked to watch a movie. You done got it right. Nigga, now you fucking her. Next thing you know, she done forgot about dinner and all that bullshit. Now she done went back home. That's a free meal. Nothing. You had to do nothing. You didn't have to go to the hassle of paying a feeding her, getting her nothing to drink, no smokes, none of that. I'm saying you run that same game until you run to a situation where you might have to turn up one time. But for the most part, most of these women, bro, you ain't got to do nothing. This is more thing for you ain't that modest.
About that. There's a few out there that you could just say, hi, how you doing? And it's on and popping. But then there's some that, you know, they might be a little hungry or something like that. You might take them to the sandwich spot, get a little sandwich, some chips and a Pepsi or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta ball out a little bit. But there's some
sometimes
like
you do. But I tell you what, we're going to go to this Dub C Lounge. And if you don't know what the Dub C Lounge is, we call that White Castles around here. We're gonna get you that number one with cheese. You know what I'm saying? That's it. If you get that, you might just get a fry with Caesar salt. I don't know.
Well,
all I'm saying
that's
is
what you said.
I'm trying
you
to
said $2.10.
Yeah,
right.
But me personally, I am always trying to accomplish the goal of not having to spend a dime because I don't want to. I'd rather spend it on a motherfucker what's less valuable or give it to my son or my daughter. I'm trying not
that's
to spend a dime.
That's my dog, man. That's my dog right there.
And that's just real talk. Now, some chicks you don't have to, but the motherfucker you spend that bread on better be worth it. I don't give a fuck if it's $2. I don't care if it's 50 cents.
Todd.
Yeah.
But you know what? On this end, like, now it's another thing. Now I'm going in for the ladies now because I started up.
Oh, here we go. Let's go. You got the right one tonight.
Now the ladies' side. Half the time that women see their prospect, their bait, whatever you want to call it, their vulture, they already have it set up in their mind. They're going to fuck you anyway. So if they do get a dollar out of you, it's a bonus because women decide who they want to fuck and who they don't want to fuck. So dudes really swearing that they getting it because they paying for it or this and that. Some women, you can't even pay for pussy. They like, nah, I don't want that shit. So it's really about the woman.
And that's even more the reason why I say don't pay shit. If they already know they're going to fuck you, they already don't know they're not going to fuck you. So that's even more the reason why I'm not going
to
put it to this
investment. It's never going to go around it. We still paying to play. Whether we use our gas to go pick her up, whether we doing this to go do this,
I don't even look at that as paying. Johnny, that's just a mobile situation. You might got a full tank of gas.
You're giving her some fire head as payment.
No, it ain't shit. You might want to freak the bitch with. That ain't shit. That's a natural act of sex. Fuck it. But I'm not about to give his hand to hair.
A bitch is happy that she can get some fire.
I'm not about to give his hand to hair.
Now look,
hold on. I might ate your pussy, right? But I got the pictures, the whole video. You done sucked and you done fucked. Now who done gained more? Niggas, now bitch, fuck your wild out if you want to. I got all this evidence.
She winning
because
you promoting her. You promoting her. She winning.
You know why?
Did you go to make her comfortable enough to do all that?
Man, you ain't seen it. Hey, man, I done ran into some wild 100s. It's nothing.
Nah, we don't want to talk about your man. No, fuck mine. No, let's talk about his stories, bro. He'll get the whole block.
I got stories for days. You hear me?
Come on, bro. Tell him a story.
Hell no.
I'm about to put
the man.
I'm gonna put the man back on hold. Let me put Tom back on hold. Now they getting carried away with that bullshit because I had the perfect setup. The perfect setup. I had a friend that never hit the pussy and paid for everything.
Wow.
for everything. never even smelt it. Never, he was paying to keep
not other motherfuckers
away. He paid to keep other motherfuckers away. Because he said, in order for somebody to get you, they're going to have to do more than what I'm doing. And ain't no, and what no you about to do that. So he was a good, good, good friend. Mr. G.A., ooh, you're very special, but you're a liar. You have paid for pussy in your life. You really have. And Mr.
How do you know that?
Oh, I know him personally.
Oh, shit. What did happen? What done happened? Peter? When done went down? We need to know something.
Made for TV.
Yes. See, what happened was, you know, I came down okay, on some business, but then the business didn't go down because he had a change of heart. So he wanted it to be personal, so he wanted me to stay. So in order for me to stay, he had to pay.
Wait a minute. Is this the one that I'll preach, Brother Preach?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up. You got to be lying.
You know.
Wow.
For a chicken box. So, ladies and gentlemen, some good shit. Go to Kentucky Fried Chicken and get some breast milk, mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, and he's like pink lemonade, and he's in there.
Oh, Lord.
You see that? You see that there? And he don't consider that paying. He didn't. He don't consider him having to accommodate you or make you comfortable because he wanted what he wanted paying.
See, me and you don't understand. He's in denial. He's just in denial. And we, I don't know what done happened, but so many motherfuckers want to talk. So we're going to let the big mouth cool off for a little bit. Yes, I know y'all going to have a lot of shit to say when I bring y'all back in, but we're going to let we're going to let some real live paying customers in.
Yes, let the truth set you free.
Okay. Now we have another same area code, 317-3387. You're live on the air. 3387. Okay, well, they're going back on hold. So we have 317. Wait a minute, hold on. They hung up. Okay, so we have, let's see, hold on. Damn. Okay, Get Money. Hopefully his background is not noisy this time. Hi, Get Money.
Oh, good morning. Can you hear me? Is it noisy?
Not
you
now. Can.
All right, I'm good. Listen, I'm going to make this real quick because I got to hop on this train. I was trying to get on early. Good night, everybody, first and foremost. Second of all, I think you're phrasing it wrong. You're asking if you're paying for pussy. I think you should add, the real question or statement should be, do men spend money on pussy? Yes, all men spend money on pussy, whether it's directly or whether it's indirectly. You're paying for pussy, either which way. Like big homie said, I know his name, I'm going to call him big homie because he sound like one of them big homies from around the way. I mean, when you get in trouble, you talk to him, he knows everything. He, I ain't gonna lie, he's dropping some knowledge. But here's what he said. His statement was his goal is to get a free meal. That's everybody's goal, but unfortunately, not every man meets that goal. And the reason we don't meet that goal because one way or another, you putting out money for this pussy. So if you're putting out money for this pussy, whether it's indirectly or directly, you're still putting out money. You're still paying for pussy. You understand? You're spending money on pussy. You're spending money for it. You're not giving it to her directly. You might pay for the meal or pay for the gas, pay for the cab service for her to come over. You're still putting money on this pussy. And if it's good pussy and if you want it, you're still going to keep paying money for this pussy. Now, on the other hand, when you marry somebody, I don't think you're paying money. I think all your payments stop because now y'all go Dutch. She go half on the bill, you go half on the bill. Know what I mean? But I don't know if I got to hop on the train real quick. It was nice. The show was mad lovely. Homie got me laughing all day, every day. Choco, you know how you do. Acid, keep it up. Tone, what up? I'm out.
I love you. Thank you.
Spending for the pussy, making the pussy comfortable, however you want to put it, you still accommodating. And that's bottom damn
line.
You know
what? Since he put it that way, Mr. GA is very accommodating. I have to say that. He is very accommodating. If he's coming to see you to smash, he's going to make sure he's comfortable. So he's going to make sure you're comfortable because you're going to be with him. So he's going to make sure everything is lovely. But if you're allergic to pork, that motherfucker will try to kill you. He tried to kill me.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn. Okay, 317. The last four is 3387. You're live on the air.
What's going on?
Do you pay for pussy or do you make the pussy comfortable?
Man, hell no. Nah, the pussy need to make me comfortable. I didn't show up to wine and dine the pussy. I showed up to beat that shit straight up.
Well, good for you.
Oh, my God. This is what somebody put on BBM. Pussy is the most expensive meal you will ever eat. Wow.
Hello, good night.
Hello, Kitty. So, Mr. 3387, you've never, ever in your life spent money on pussy.
No.
Okay.
Damn lie.
That nigga talking about some indirect, direct shit. All that shit ain't about nothing. Talking about some gas in your car. I put gas in my car any motherfucking way. I didn't put no gas in my car. I didn't put my gas in the car for that bitch house. That bitch house was just a stop that I made.
Oh, God.
Straight up, talk about some food and all that shit. Nigga, I was hungry, and she was with me, so hoes got to eat, too. Nigga, I ain't buy that bitch no combo, the fuck.
I guess that is every you know, person for themselves and their logical thinking of what it is they have to do to go get pussy. Some people feel like it's coming to them, and some people feel like they got to earn it.
But it's
you know, how you feel, how she feel, and the truth about it, the reality of it.
Yeah, I could do that. I'm getting it right here, and it didn't cost me a thing.
Yeah, you feel it didn't cost you a thing. You never had to go about it. And, you know, not for nothing, there's some women out there that pay for men's dicks, too. So it's not like men are just out there by themselves. Some women out there will pay for dick. That's why male strippers exist, male escorts exist. So men are not alone. It's nothing to be ashamed about. It's, I want that person to handle me at that given time. They acting a little reluctant, like they need a light bill or something paid. So how can we go about this?
I could dig all that. But since I wasn't flipping no light switches in your crib, I'm not going to be paying.
You
were
flipping them off? Were you flipping them off?
No, I didn't even touch them motherfuckers.
You didn't touch nothing? Did you go in her house? Did you go in her house?
When I came through, the lights was already off, so I don't even know.
Did you go in her house, though?
I don't know if your shit was off when I came through, Shawty.
Did you go? So you went through her house. Were you thirsty? Did you sit down on some furniture? Did you walk on her carpet? No. Did you watch her TV? Did you eat some of her food?
Hell no, I can't do that motherfucker with some liquor. Tiptoed across your motherfucker living room, smashed that shit, tiptoed back out.
Did you sweat up her sheets? Did she need to do laundry behind you? Did you wash up afterwards before you left?
I ain't do none of that. I got on up out of there. I seen them Nike's under the bed.
Dillinger.
Yeah.
I'm having a good ass time on this. Y'all clowning. Y'all ragging.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay, Todd, you are in. You are in there like crazy.
What's up, y'all back?
Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm saluting the nigga. Whoever was just speaking, right on. I'm glad somebody else stepped in and saluted this pimping that we are trying to keep going on in today's society and in history. Now, the man was talking about that indirect paying for it and all that shit. Nah, I don't agree with none of that. Because there is a difference between paying for pussy and not paying for it. If you taking this motherfucker to the most expensive restaurant, you are paying for pussy because you're trying to impress this motherfucker that you are just trying to fuck. Now, I did say earlier, if you are trying to move into another direction, like a relationship type of situation, and all that, you're not just trying to, this ain't just a fuck, then I can understand you going to higher levels to, you know what I mean, to make an impression. But if you're just trying to nail something, do what you got to do, take it to the car, to the trunk, or to the hood, or to the whatever you got to get done, and get it in and finish it. Get the fuck on. You don't got to pay for that. I will pay for a potential situation, not just a fuck. That's stupid to me.
But you're paying for a potential situation. Keyword, you're paying. And it's funny to me how y'all are saying y'all are all about this pimping. Y'all are all about this pimping. What do pimps do? They collect money from who?
They take your money.
They collect money from who?
No.
How are you talking about the same game you claim to be the CEO in? You acting like you in denial.
I'm just one of the representatives.
I'm just saying that there are men out there who pay with no problem. They know they gotta pay. There's a bad bitch in the club, and she ain't trying to hear you. You're gonna pay.
You're gonna walk over to that straggler, and you're gonna get your nuts worked out. You're gonna go
for free. For free.
Thinking about the bad bitch that you couldn't obtain, which means you did not fulfill your goal.
I am because that shit gonna mean nothing. You ain't the only bad bitch in town. I'll find me a bad bitch that's willing to go for nothing.
You finding you a straggler, that's cool. Which is fine. You don't want to put your time and your effort into the stragglers. That's understandable. You want to put your time and your effort into one.
And there's a lot of bad bitches that are stragglers. There's a lot of bad bitches that are
busted.
But what I'm saying to you is
that you know for sure that somehow, some way, you will pay.
No. What I'm saying is, if you're looking for a bust down, a nut, a fuck buddy, whatever, you won't pay for that shit. But I'm saying if you meet somebody and you figure you want to try to make this your woman or something, it's not paying for it, but you do want to, you know, you want
to take a different direction.
But if it's just a fuck, you don't waste no money, no time, no effort in that shit. You find
stuff happens every day, every night. That's why there's call girls, prostitutes, escorts, call boys, gigolos, strippers, male strippers. So it's there, it's real, and it's happening.
Yeah, I agree with you. Totally. But that's because people are going about it the wrong way. Some guys figure they can't get no pussy unless they're paying for it, which is totally false.
That's not true. They want a pussy that they don't have to deal with or some headache shit.
Bullshit.
That's a married man. Straight up.
And what do married men do? Pay for pussy.
They ain't got no choice because they ain't trying to get caught up.
Okay.
They not paying for pussy. That's his wife.
No, he pays for that.
We're talking about the side.
That's his wife.
We're talking about the side.
They're
paying for that side because they need her to shut the hell up. They need her to come fucking leave.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But we talking about just your average, everyday single man out here doing this thing. You don't got to. You know what I mean? You don't got to. You don't have to. You can if you want. But that's just more money that could have went in your pocket. That's how I view it.
Man.
You know?
Coke Mom, I was like, once you get... up, I'm sorry.
And once you get married, you should be off that shit anyway.
That's marriage. I'm saying there ain't no buying no pussy. That's marriage, yo.
Yeah.
That's past the buying pussy walking.
Yeah, I know more married men out here buying pussy than the most.
Exactly.
All of them really are.
Y'all got life confused if y'all don't think these married men out here paying for pussy. Cause
for their wife?
The main client.
You mean on the outside, you mean?
You said the who?
Well, on the outside of the house, you mean they buying pussy outside the house or at home, you saying?
Hell yeah. You know
why?
Fucked up then? Because I'm about to explain some shit. We had a modeling situation with the magazine for the longest. And I go into the club, they treat me like I'm the great pimp of all. I got beautiful girls with me. It was more men with rings on their finger approaching me about, hey, what's up? Let me holler at her. Look, what you mean, let me holler? What's this mean? Shit, I got a couple of dollars, you know what I'm saying? A lot of married men's house, they dig out there just like that. It's just like that.
They fucking up.
Just like that. I'm
getting ready to go. I've enjoyed the show. I love
man,
you.
Man, yo, man, you held it down for real, man. You held it down for real, yo.
I appreciate it, but I just want to say one last thing. I'm out of here. You gotta leave on that powerful note. Remember this phrase, man. Remember these two phrases. One, if it ain't for free, it ain't for me. And don't bet the house on me. I can't promise you shit.
Hey, TWT. Saying that shit out in public. We copyrighted that shit. That ain't for free. They can't use that for free.
I don't even give a fuck. I get this one away to y'all. I got more of them in the holster. All right. Y'all take it easy. TWTTV.net. I'm out of here.
Peace. He's a good dude. I like him.
Oh, mommy, the Hype magazine is turning up for you today. All these crazy people piling in from Indiana representing and talking shit.
Yeah. Oh, God. My stomach hurts.
Y'all
is so off today.
Okay, now.
I got something. Listen, we saying how married men should not pay for pussy. Who's your number one trick as a basketball player who's married right now?
Man. Right,
but I want to say Kobe Bryant, because every time that man fucked up, he knew what he had to do. Every time he publicly fucked up, he was like, I don't want no divorce.
Let me get this money. Yeah. How much?
Okay, so he paid. Shaq, well known there.
Y'all really got me today. This was a really interesting day. You didn't tell me all we was going to be talking about. I done walked into some other shit, but I'm enjoying it myself.
It's a good-ass show.
I didn't know.
I have to thank Hype Magazine for interviewing me and featuring me on the site. That was, like, one of the biggest things that started my New Year's off. I really have to salute y'all and say thank you. That meant a lot to me.
Man, we're going to support you to the end. We're going to pull in all of our XXX clients and have them jump on the line and talk crazy. Because definitely we got free details for days.
Come on, guys. Oh, man, we got, okay, I see. Get Money is back on the line. We have a 785-2543. You're live on the air.
Yo, this is Jerry, man. How you doing?
More hype love on the phone.
I'll
love.
Yep.
This is the
mastermind.
I said yes.
Hi, Jerry. How the hell are you?
What's good, y'all, man? What the hell did the Hype magazine walk into tonight?
Some crazy shit. Jerry, she done asked me that I use. She done asked me about paying for pussy, using strap on. She's growing Dillinger ties. She's putting us on the water over here.
Wow.
But see, that was not my intent. That just kind of happened.
No, that was some slick shit you had planned out. We know better than that.
No, she was like, what's the topic going to be? I was like, I don't know. She's like, we're going to freestyle it. And then we just happened to get on the conversation because Mr. G.A. had been on for a while, and he just sponsored hard to believe that it's a lot of dudes in Brooklyn
that pay for pussy. You know?
Mm.
Shout out to the Bad Boy Entertainment.
Stupid. She's stupid.
Man, that I got caught up in the whirlwind. I had to bring some reinforcements on. It came in strong, too. Ugly. You know, we had to defend. You know, I had to play both sides, Jerry. I had to play both sides.
Yeah, I know. I've been listening for about the last half hour.
These people is crazy.
I was just like, wow. Okay.
They're going in, right?
Hey,
do you have any more questions for us before we go off the line? Because I know time is probably kicking our butt right now.
Oh, y'all good. It's like, I don't got no time limit. That's why I always...
Hell no. Nah. We ain't about to be on the phone with you all night talking trifles.
Sound like
somebody's
burnt.
Oh, damn.
So what's up? So I got a question for you. You done had somebody use a strap on you or use a strap, yourself? What's up?
No, actually, I haven't because, you know, Pinky came on the show a couple of months ago, and Rikers was trying to get me to do a scene with her. And I'm like, I'm good.
So you ain't never did that with no girl?
Not with no toy.
What? Not with no toy. So we're getting somewhere now. All up in your damn business.
Yeah, get her ass. That's right, get her.
All you got to do is read the blog. She puts it all out there.
Jerry, we interviewing her. So what do you like most about being with a woman?
Well, see, I like the threesomes. You know what I'm saying? Because I like everybody to interact. But, like, one-on-one, it's cool, especially if she got some big percolating titties like Ashton. Because I was a breastfed baby back in the day. The softness of the lip. The feeling I get after I was just nutted and my leg won't stop shaking.
Oh, shit. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm.
Some men can't even do that. I won't call no man.
I got another question. Yeah, we know who that is. You already told you pay for pussy, so we know who that is. So, like, my other question is, in my years of being sexual, I've never managed to put my mouth on the penis. So I'm trying to figure out what females get out of that.
Tell her, Chuck.
It's a control freak.
She a control freak. Tell her, Chuck.
Yeah, from Miss Felony herself.
Yes.
It's a control thing because my thing is, when you are experienced and you are seasoned and given head, it's like it kind of fucks the dude up. So you control the whole tempo of the night. It's like he's
just telling me it's a technique to sucking dick.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Damn.
It's like it's a technique. You know? It's just some people are better than others, but it's a control thing because then you control him. You control his mind. You control his body. You just control everything. The tempo of the night.
You gotta watch the video, dude.
Hey, dude, my man, I experienced it, yo. She's a motherfucker, trust me. She's a bad motherfucker. Yeah, real talk. She's bad.
Some women actually have a erogenous zone in the back of their throat, so they actually can come behind sucking a man's dick.
Are you fucking kidding me? That is crazy.
Now, that's
I don't know. Well, I'll never know.
Hey, listen, y'all, look. Chuck got this trick she do with her mouth, right, with Pop Rocks, yo. She put them in her fucking mouth, you know what I'm saying, yo, and drive you fucking crazy insane. I mean, real talk, you'll bust off in like maybe a minute. She's that bad with it, for real.
You like those Pop Rocks?
Yo, she went hard on Pop Rocks, yo, for real.
You miss those Pop Rocks?
That means you're not getting it no more. She said you missed them Pop Rocks. Y'all hear that shit? You ain't getting it no more.
Oh, no. We cool. We straight. We good. We straight.
He missed those Pop Rocks.
Damn. So what happened to where y'all stopped having sex? What happened?
He couldn't handle the Pop Rocks.
Ah.
Oh, not handle everything. No, I mean, we just this was cool. You know what I'm saying? We just real cool. That's all.
John, he couldn't handle a pop rock.
Handle everything.
You know what? We started going different directions. I started getting busy with what I was doing, and then he started getting back into booking acts, getting into his photography and traveling and everything like that.
So, like this, me and my wife had a talk the other day about talking to people who you slept with, you know. Do you feel like that if you were with somebody and he was with somebody, if y'all came together and y'all was in a hotel for the night, could y'all be good, or is it always going to be a bad thing?
I can't be good because, matter of fact, the last time, when I came to Atlanta a couple of years ago, I had came to see somebody else, and then I called his ass. And then he came over. Oh boy, he ain't getting no more. He got an attitude. I didn't even want to see him no more.
Oh, hell no.
So what that means is that I'm saying we got a close friendship where it could be a year or two from now. If I see you again and we meet at a hotel, we'll probably fuck again. You know what I'm saying? Because we just that cool. That's all.
That's what I'm saying. So that's the shit I'm talking about. That's the shit I need to know. I'm not sucking dick. Now I'm familiar with this. You can come in your throat. I got to push that out through some type of social networking. Yeah, we can't put that shit out through hype. We got to let the world know you can nut through your throat. And that's some shit.
No. Fuck that. That shit ain't going in Hype magazine.
No, we can't push it through the hype. We got to find another channel to push
it through. Send that shit over to Kink.
Yeah, hell yeah. He'll love Ron Jerry. He'll love that shit.
He'll love that shit.
Well, they probably already know. He probably had a whole bunch of chicks for nothing, and they broke.
That's wild right there.
Yeah, I didn't know that shit. I'm 35, hell. I just now learning that. That's crazy. I'm going to tell everybody I know.
See what you started, Jerry?
I ain't started shit. I walked into this one.
Uh-huh. See? Now y'all understand why the magazine is called the Hype Magazine. They get it popping and they hype as fuck.
Their whole crew is hype. I like their crew.
we just real people.
Real people with real problems.
Yeah.
That's a good look.
So every time y'all get stuff is crazy. But I don't know if I come back on this damn show. We're supposed to be corporate. You know, we're supposed to be corporate and shit, Jerry. They put this shit out on the news wires. They're going to be like, oh, this is nasty motherfuckers over there at Hype Magazine.
Hey.
And I wish a motherfucker would, because I'd be like, you nasty, the governor nasty, the senator nasty, the president nasty. Okay.
She have a rock nasty. Damn, she wrong for that. She said Barack nasty. She fucked up, yo.
Stop it. You see their faces. They nasty. So, what's the nastiest thing you ever done?
They have a Christmas party at the White House. I would be the first one there with VIP tickets.
That party that they don't advertise.
Yes.
That's right, them hush parties, baby.
Them hush parties.
Please.
What?
Right. I will be on Michelle so quick. What?
You're freak, yo.
Suck it. You're already so you
start. You Michelle Mike, huh?
Huh.
Yeah.
Michelle Mike, too. Michelle, nice.
What makes
I'll
people a freak?
I will be all right, because when she don't finish, Barack can come right behind and be the cleanup man.
Oh, damn. Heard the first.
Damn shame, yo. Coming to president's wife.
I got another question, because I'm trying to get my sex game up before I get out the phone. What makes a person a freak?
Doing something out of the norm. If anyone else is too ashamed to talk about it, but you know you like it, you're a freak.
So what's out of the norm to you? What's crazy thing that
you don't want to know out of the norm
good.
For me. You
that just goes good. I like her.
Why not? I want to be in your business. I need to be
right. out of the norm for me will take you to, you know, sadomasochist type stuff.
Well, come on, Ashton, talk about it. Come on, talk about
it. I mean, I need to know. Give me some details.
I'm the type of individual that likes fantasy, likes role play,
likes doing things like, you know, I'm not really into the vanilla love scene. I can do that. That's great. I love romance and everything. But I do like my, you know, my whips, my chains, my balls, my costumes, my restraints.
We want to know what you like. Get specific now. Get deeper.
I mean, what do you like when you're using a chain or you gagging somebody or doing whatever you do as like a dominatrix, how do you get off from it?
It's a control thing. It feeds my ego. It feeds my little empowerment.
Mm, interesting. Mm. Oh.
So, especially if I get a dude that denies paying.
Die.
Paying for you to whoop his ass.
Yeah.
He paying for you to whoop his ass.
There are plenty who pay. They pay to get whipped. They pay to wear your panties, to wear your heels, wear stockings, clean your houses in them. They play to dress up like Snow White. It's out there.
Heard some shit about them. I heard, and they call them the fellow trick. They call them a trick, and the trick is certain. Yeah, you know. I know
they
one
pay
of my
you to. Yeah, they yeah. like there's people who like to be in dog cages and chuck holes, and they make you. They want you to like. Leave them in the cage, but when they come out, they like to crawl, sit on their knees at your feet. It's intense. So my freaky, like, it goes far beyond bedroom. Some people have actually paid me to, like, walk with them in the street on a leash.
Wow. And would you let somebody tie you up?
No, naked.
Wow. You turn that motherfucking body else up. Why can't the motherfucker?
That's right. There you go.
Because you know what? Not for nothing. I would not do the whole extremely thing, like, you know, sitting on my knees or like being in a cage or being walked on a leash. But you could definitely tie me up, blindfold me, choke me out a little bit, bank me up a little bit. They have these feet, ankle restraints that I want to get that you put on your headboard. Like, you put one side of the string on one side and then the other, and you just keep your legs up. It keeps your legs up. You can't put them down. I'm going to try to pick those up.
Interesting. Well, I just need to know. I need to be in everybody's business because everybody was in mine.
That's
fine. I'm talking to. I need to know.
You know, because some of us ladies, you know, when it gets real good, we start that shaking and we start to clamp up. And then the man don't like that, or the, you know, the female, the lover doesn't like that. So
right.
They have those restraints that'll keep your legs up. You can't do nothing about it. Like, no matter how good it is, you can't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to have that explosive nut after nut after nut. Like, nothing you can do. You have to beg her or him to stop.
Hmm. Interesting. See, I'm asking all these questions. I'm writing notes.
Matter of fact, we have another New York caller. I wonder if this person is just a male. I wonder if he's gay or dead that he pays for pussy. 347-1794, you're live on the air.
What?
Oh, hell
no. It sounds like he's getting out.
Yeah, he gotta go. Sound like that.
How about get money, text me? He says that he last week he was getting it in with a girl, and when she was about to come, she screamed out, "Piss on me!" And the thing is that he actually did. So that was the freakiest thing that he did.
Get money.
You never piss on nobody.
So he. Oh no, damn.
Listen, that's big business. That's big business.
Yeah, piss my people. Oh my God, that's like one of the best feelings in the world. I think the next time I get together with Mr. GA, I'm gonna squirt.
You lost your fucking mind. You never piss on me, nigga. Hell no. Hell no. Never piss on me. Hell no. Not me.
The rubber dicks to pamper for pussy to pissing on
motherfuckers.
I don't know how to feel about it.
Nasty,
right,
yo.
But you know what? Some people love it. Some people crave it. Some people think about it at work.
Not me.
That's freak. That's freak. You understand what I'm saying?
You
looking at it like that's some nasty shit. That's some crazy shit. People adore it. People will pay money. Please,
but you know,
a day
before. But you know, your mental, that's some nasty shit for real. Somebody pissed on your ass. That's nasty, being pissed
mm-hmm.
on.
Well, again, in certain countries, people drink their piss first thing in the morning.
Oh, God.
People wipe their newborn.
What country
newborn.
Is that?
What happened?
What country is that?
What country was that? Was it?
Oh, well, no juice. I don't want no motherfucking lemonade in that country. What country?
Australia had it, something on Nat Geo, I believe. And it was, I think it's China or Tokyo, one of those. They have iced tea.
Uh-huh.
Out there. Some cultures feel like it's nothing. You know, whatever you put in your body.
It's a boxer that drinks his piss when he's training for a fight. I can't remember what's his name, but, I mean, it's nobody that I would cheer for. I'd be like, ooh, I feel sorry for his woman. I'm not about, no, mm-mm. I don't think that,
Oh, no. Piss tea. I'm getting off the phone now. I don't know how, Jerry, I don't think I'm going to be able to sleep on that one.
Yeah, I can't fuck with that.
I think I'm going to be up all night looking at my wife like, bitch, I wish you would pee in my face. If you did.
Yeah, I ain't fucking with that.
Yeah, but some people like it. Some people think that's the weirdest thing in the world. Like, how dare you? You know, like, they feel it's like.
I mean, you know, if that's your thing, that's your thing. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, my question, I asked this question before. What if you met someone and you really dug that person, you was really into that person, and then they brought that side of them out to you? They felt comfortable enough to say, you know, I'm into this kind of thing. I'm into somebody pissing on me. Would you oblige them?
Fuck no.
Nah, I don't think. You know what? Okay, so what's your definition of pee? Because I've been in a situation with a squirter. And
squirting is not pee. I love squirting. Squirting is my favorite pastime. That is not pee.
Pastime? That should be future time. It should be every time. What the hell?
Oh, and every time. Every time. Like, it's a requirement for me now.
Who are you fucking with?
You have to make it happen. It's a requirement that I get my pussy ate, and it's a requirement that I squirt. If not, I'm not happy.
That's what I'm saying. I can dig the squirting thing, but I can't dig you just standing there pissing on me. Like, hey, I'm about to pee on you.
The thing is, I don't think
I want no pissy sheets. I'm cool off that. I don't think so. You know. I'd be like, you know.
People who like to get peed on, I'm sure, you know, use necessary precautions not to damage their sheets. They probably go in the bathtub and they probably get those rubber sheets or those plastics to lay on the ground.
You done pissed on somebody before.
They done run down
on
the carpet.
I have been paid to pee on somebody, yes. And
so will you let a man just stand there and pee on you?
Negative. Again,
wait a minute. If he's paying for the pussy and he say, I want to pee in your mouth, you going to tell him no when he's paying for the pussy? I don't get it.
Right.
He's paying for the pussy. He's not paying to pee in my mouth. Everybody has their boundaries.
Would you do it for extra, girl? Would you do it?
Negative.
For
you can't pee in my mouth. That's crazy. I do. That's freak. I can't do that. Nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No, we can't do that.
Well, you was talking about being the master at sucking penis earlier and shit. I never really wanted to
to have sex with random girls because it'd be too much shit going on. Can I sit on your face? No, bitch. You can't sit on my motherfucking face because you can't control your shit. So some shit go down, it's going down my motherfucking neck and my mouth and hit me in my eyes. I'm cool like that. Hell no, you know. But it's different now I'm married. You know, we can do a little bit more, but shit, before then it was, no, nah, hell no. So they like, ah, you a fem. Ah, you this. I guess so, but you ain't about to be sitting on my motherfucking face.
No.
I like her, yo. She's funny as a motherfucker.
She is. She's a jazz.
She's real. She real, yo. She real.
Y'all attracting all the freaks. 585-7698. You're live on the air.
What's up, Chop?
Hi.
How you been? That's cool.
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm chill. Yo, man, y'all ain't fucking, man, for real. Especially when the dude got on the line and couldn't say nothing. My side's still hurting from that. Oh, my goodness. It sounded like he was getting a good one off that conversation.
Yeah, well, he got to get it somehow.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, will you pay the pussy?
Who, me?
You.
I don't know. I don't think I've been in those circumstances.
No. Okay.
To be honest.
Shit, I'm in the military. I done bought it all in every country that I've been in.
Oh, he got that VIP status.
They see them in a uniform.
That is a different circumstance, though. You know, they be trying to get that meal ticket. My brother's in the Army, so he be letting me know. They throw the pussy at him.
Yeah, they just sling it. Here you go.
They want that.
Trying to get them benefits.
That green card. They want that green card, huh?
They want that green card. They want that security.
Right.
They want that provide, and they want that long term when they see him.
That's
military.
That free pussy in the military. Damn.
Yeah.
Strap up.
My brother does abuse the situation. He abuses the situation.
Damn, that's what I'm talking
about. Y'all have just corrupted my poor, innocent mind.
Yeah, right.
Chuck can't be serious.
She can't be serious at all.
I'm like trying to hold on to my pureness. But y'all ratchet ass motherfuckers just want to come on here.
Ratchet ass motherfuckers. She's funny. Ratchet ass motherfuckers.
I'm even shocked at Jerry. Oh my gosh. I'm like so innocent over here right now.
Whatever.
No, that's an innocent.
I don't know how the fuck you'd be surprised. I've been in the military. I got 13 years in the military, been all across the world, and I have sampled everything that I could when I was there. Fuck that. Don't matter.
Yeah. Well, we know why.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God.
They wanted that GI Bill.
They didn't get no GI Bill.
They made a desert storm, though.
They was like, Uncle Sam wants who?
That money.
Uh-huh. they were trying to get in. Crazy.
No.
Yeah, Jerry, if we got somebody with the right dollar amount for hype, I might have to slam out on the, like, shit, you got to drop that hype, honey.
You stupid.
I'm going to call you like, Jerry, I got to go get this money, baby. We got to get hype together.
Hey. We already know your wife is not going to deal with that bullshit. She is not going to give a fuck.
She would like, kill everybody.
She's going to change the geography of whatever city that she's trying to go down in.
That's the thing. Like, do y'all feel like when you have good sex that the people you with go crazier than they would if your sex was whack?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Okay. So the good sex is what keeps a motherfucker crazy, ain't it?
And make them behave, too.
Well, I need to learn how to make them behave, because my wife is crazy.
cheeks. Poor thing.
I can't do a damn thing but smile.
Oh.
Yeah, but you're getting at home cooking and getting home baked pies from scratch and cakes and shit. You better behave yourself.
I know. I'm a full brat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I can't even entertain your conversations about certain stuff because I get the good treatment at the house. So I'll be quiet before I'm gonna be hungry and be at y'all house trying to get some food. Somebody gonna be the nigga.
You know, and we'll have to call Kobe and tell him, you know, get some advice on how to get that back.
I ain't fucking with Kobe. Kobe broke, paying off all that bullshit he done did. He's still paying. Every time that bitch blinks, he's saying 5,000, bitch, today. Every day, she reminded that he done cheated. He got to buy something new. So he out there playing to keep wifey at home. He ain't even playing for mortgages no more. She's taking him for this shit. He fucked up.
Sure did.
I ain't ever gonna be out here cheating because I need to live to see my fortune. I can't have wifey killing me, so I'm gonna be good. Believe me, I don't want to die. I'm happy. I got some shit written down today. I got some learning tools and everything. I got some learning tools. We was talking earlier about this strap-on thing. Now, I had my homegirl, we're having a whole talk, and I kind of was broached out, you know, because I'm at the gay club, and I see a lot of guys just kind of straight gay all up in there. But you wouldn't imagine how many straight men like to be sexually diffused and exploded in a butt. I don't get that. By trannies. I don't get that. How the hell does a woman feel like this man is straight if he allowing you to play with a rubber ducky in his ass? That ain't straight.
It sure ain't.
That's fine.
These women say, I love him. He just like a little freaky shit. No, he's gay. That's not freaky. That's beyond freaky. So do y'all feel like that's a classification of being a freak? Or is that plain fucking ass?
That's a gay.
That ain't got nothing to do with being freaky.
My man say, that's gay.
That's kind of corny.
Some men don't feel like they should be labeled anything because they like all things.
That's kind of
gay. You got clients, so have you ever strapped up on one of your clients?
Actually, no, it's never got that far. You know, but that was like 10 years ago. I did have a boyfriend who, like, you remember how I was, you know, mentioning that, you know, you get good in with somebody and they just come out of the bag on you? My boyfriend at the time, we were having sex, and you know how you just, like, try to caress his back and just go to his butt? He was like, put your finger in my butt.
Oh, hell no.
And I was just, like, I was on the bed, like, what?
I would have locked up,
like,
on your ass so fast. Yeah.
I was like, what you mean? Put your finger. He was like, go ahead, do it. It's okay. Just put your finger in my butt. I mean, out of the blue. And I was like,
I'm telling you, you know how many guys would be like, damn, you thick, baby, you this, you that. And I'm like, you know, I really don't dig guys. Well, man, ooh, I would just like to hit that. So you know how many guys I said, well, if I let you hit me, can I hit you? And they say, yeah, hell yeah. You
oh,
fuck
yeah.
I said, what the fuck? Bitch, hell no, I'm running this shit. I'm like, oh, no. So that means that to get my booty, you going to let me tap yours. Now what kind of shit?
Listen, we've heard Stranger, haven't we, Chalk?
I don't get this shit. I'm like, nah, this shit, this whole sexual thing, it confuses me because I feel like people are so confused with their sexuality. They don't know what the hell they want from day to day. I just be like, God.
They are, especially if you get one that wants to be a slave. Like, I have this one dude, and, I mean, he is, like, scaring the fuck out of me. Because I'm like, yo, dude, I have a friend. He was like, well, maybe I can serve both of y'all. What the fuck you mean?
Yes, they like that. They like that. That's called humiliation. They want to be humiliated.
Well,
it's crazy.
If I can fight one, he's going to be humiliated.
I'm done.
He wants your foot in his face.
Oh my God.
That's just humiliating for them to even say that.
They need to pull their man card.
about it, like y'all said, it is so crazy nowadays that men just, they just be on some open-minded, sexually free shit. You know what I'm saying? Because honestly, I don't know how I would ask if a dude was like, you know what, Chuck? I want you to use your fab cock on me. I might be like, really? And then I might sit back and be like, what? Like, nah. Because then I look at him like, you are such a bitch. You don't let me use my dildo in your ass. And then you're going to be expecting us to just be like cool again. And I don't think I could do that. I'm freaky, but I don't think I could.
Think you his homegirl now. I appreciate the ass treatment. Want to go to lunch, girl? Nah, motherfucker. I want you to go home.
You know, he might be talking about, ooh, you got any guys that want to fuck? And then I might have to go ahead and beat his ass. I ain't sharing no dick with a dude. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm good.
I'm sorry. That's just not
going to
happen.
Come on, man.
Hey, Coke Mommy, I'm tweeting out. Anytime you want to get on Coke Mommy's show, you better ask her what the hell y'all talking about. Don't let her tell you. I don't know. Don't let her do that to you. You're going to get on there and be caught off guard.
Jerry
Beware.
Called me to show you extra special love.
Oh, hell no.
Jerry said my interview consisted of business, and you guys talked about business and this and that, and I'm on the phone talking about pussy. Now, I'm like, this ain't no, this is just not corporate. Oh, Lord.
Oh, well, you know what? Corporate America fucks, too. It's a lot of freaks in corporate America. And, you know, hey, and speaking of freaks, here go Madam Miska. Hi, Mommy. Hercules.
Hey, girl. After this will be out. Hey. Now, what's going on? Oh, girl.
Oh,
we done went from telling these niggas how they feel like they don't pay for pussy when they actually do to there was so many over here trying to be pimps. You, the guy on there is trying to be that too?
No, he's gone. The one that said if it ain't for free, it ain't for me, he gone.
You think he's broke? Stop it.
Well, I had a good time. I want to thank y'all for having me on here.
Yo, we enjoyed you, Ma.
Thank you, man.
This shit for real.
For calling
y'all
in.
Need to read the Hype magazine.
Y'all
need to go back and listen to the radio show and then go back and read every issue of the Hype magazine so y'all can have a full understanding of the staff. They cool as fuck.
Back.
Yes, I'm about to hit them up on Twitter right now.
TheHypeMagazine.com, baby.
Well, y'all get hyping in the motherfuckers.
Especially
Jay.
Oh,
I got me a new Twitter buddy.
Oh, Jay, you a troll.
Oh, damn. I'm going to be acting like, good morning. Good morning, show mommy. How are you? Well, this ain't the same person we were talking to. You're going to say, don't make me tweet your shit out, Jay. I'm innocent.
Proven
guilty. Definitely.
She wouldn't do that.
I love Jay Bastis, especially from Brooklyn. I swear, I love y'all. And like I said, when I come to New York, I got the swipe card for the iPhone, so just bring your card.
Wow.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
Too funny.
All right, I'm out, y'all.
Take care, man.
All right, I'm out as well. It was great being on your show, and I look forward to being on here again. Next time,
I'll bring
more of my female friends with me. They really off the chain. Y'all don't think you're ready for them.
Oh, yes, we're ready for everything.
We have these roundtable discussions all the time, and, yeah, we go at it.
Good.
So make sure y'all add me on Twitter so we can stay in contact with each other.
Yeah, I just did.
All right. Well, it's
what's
nice
your Twitter,
to everybody.
What's the Twitter?
At the Hype Magazine.
Okay, got you.
All right, I'm out, guys. I appreciate you.
All right.
Peace out.
Have a good night.
You too.
All right.
man. I swear.
I like that crew. I like that crew.
I love
it. It was all right.
And get money. Your line is open, so you pissing on bitches? Really?
I'm here. I'm just listening because, you know, I'm on the train. Can't really talk like that. Folks around.
Oh, for real? You can't talk like that. Oh, shit. Let the games begin. What? So, how did you piss on that bitch? Did you take your dick out and just skeet all on her?
Yo, you have no idea. Me and my boys laughed about it for days. We laughed about it. It was because it was just so, it wasn't expected because it wasn't my first time with her.
You nasty boy. You nasty.
Yeah, like I said, I am the queen. I mean, she asked for it. I was like, what? At first, like, she said it again. I mean, the second time, I understood. I mean, I took it out, waited for a minute, it came, and I just did it.
And how did it feel for you?
For me? Put it this way, yo. I don't think I'll be doing it again.
You don't think you'll be doing it again?
Nah. It kind of got me out of that mood. Nah, it wasn't. I'm old-fashioned. I'm 30 years old. I'm old-fashioned. I mean?
I'm 30 for the next 30 minutes. And I'm not old-fashioned.
Nah, but I think, all right, well, I think I am. I think I'm old in tradition. I think there's certain things, I mean, when it comes like, but like I said, I'm on this train. If you give me like 20 more, like 10 more minutes, 10, 15 more minutes, I'll be able to talk more freely.
Okay, but I just got one more question for you. You know, if you was open-minded to pissing on a chick, what's going to happen when the next chick asks you to shit on her?
Well, that's my limit right there.
On and on and on and taking to the clip, but on and on.
No, I'm not doing that.
Platinum Chanel clothing. I think the business interest.
You gotta stop. But listen, I'm gonna put myself on mute, but I'm still here, all right?
Okay.
All right.
No, wow. I'm telling you. Y'all don't have to call in the show and be undercover. It's okay. Come to the light. The light, Carolyn, the light.
How do people come up here expecting to have their hair pinned up and be in some tight-ass clothes? You have to let your hair down and be free, you know?
Yes. Riding the chocolate wave keeps you free. Matter of fact, we got some more callers. Damn, I just lost Ashton. I'm going to have to call her back on three-way. Okay, 862, last four is 4480. You're live on the air.
Hey, Chad, this is Bossy.
Hey, girl!
I'm laughing at y'all with the whole pee-pee and all this other shit. Come on, somebody shit on somebody. You've been listening too much, Biggie.
Yeah, hey, when dudes open themselves up like that, I'm just saying, because just think about it. You old-fashioned, but a bitch asked you to piss on her, and you did it. Next thing you know, if somebody says shit on me, you might do that. Or a female be like, I'm going to crush your butt. You might do that because females can fuck dudes into a lot of shit. If the pussy is good, I'm going to call you on three-way on site.
If the pussy is good, they'll make you a sandwich afterwards. Put cheese on mine.
I had Mr. G.A. wanting to do a few things.
You're a lying ass. You're lying.
How you old-fashioned and you're only 30 years old? That's what I'm not understanding that. What's old-fashioned? You're an 80s baby, boo.
Man, he's not old-fashioned being from New York. New York got a bunch of freaky-ass dudes there.
Hell yeah, every nationality, every flavor.
Oh,
you 30 years old, you're not old-fashioned. You still wet behind the ears. You're like a thundercat. Oh.
See? Age ain't nothing but a number. Y'all gonna have to excuse me because I got him back on. For some reason, always get cut off at the end of the show. Oh, man. How the hell do I do this? Oh, shit.
You trying to Skype and talk at the same time?
I'm trying to BBM or WhatsApp at the same
BBM,
time.
BBM, Skype, talk, Twitter, everything's trying to work. I can't do shit right. It's crazy.
Look at here.
Multitask.
She got two hands. She got her feet and her toes.
Oh, okay, I got it. See, I'm multitasking over here. Something me and need to learn how to do.
She got four computers up running and shit in the room. I know she's doing.
Hey,
she's running.
I'm a freak.
Shit, this we know. Where Aston go?
He can't come back home.
Okay.
We got Bossy on the line, and then we got a private caller. I hate when people call in with their private, with their number block.
He don't do those.
They're probably married. Yeah, put them in.
Or it could be Ashton Stalker. No.
Oh, Jesus, no. Please,
bring
baby Jesus, there's a file. Don't put
bring them in.
Don't do it.
Bring them in.
Okay, the person that you know you called in with your number block, you live on the air.
Yo.
Fuck you off.
Fucked up.
You trying to be incognito and shit.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, who is this?
Pedro.
I ain't like how you sound. You gotta go. Bye. Okay, now get back directly to the program.
Oh, shit.
Damn, I'm crazy.
Oh, she back at it. Damn, you gotta go. Quick. This nigga, baby. This nigga feel.
Kill yourself.
That nigga feel.
I'm five, and then I got a fucked up voice.
I mean, I just didn't like how he sounds.
I have to agree with you there. Good call.
You know, I'm still tripping off old boy. He said, if it ain't for free, it ain't for me.
He failed to promise you shit.
Uh-huh.
Now, see, he would be the main motherfucker when I go out to the 317 area code.
There she
go. He would be the first motherfucker that would be coming out his pocket.
There she go, that bullshit. That bullshit again. She's still back at it.
I mean, I'm just saying, the main ones that say they don't be the main ones that do when they don't got their cheerleading squad around them.
Thank you.
I don't do it, nigga. Now, how about that one, Chop?
Mr. G.A., you don't do it for a chicken box. Somebody's trying to hear shit you got to say right now.
What you say, Chop?
You give up dick for a chicken box. I'm not trying to hear shit you got to say right now.
She's stupid.
Shit.
You bought a chicken box too, nigga. You bought that dick.
If y'all can get a chicken pot pie fresh out the oven at KFC, you might get some hair from Mr. G.A.
You're lying.
That's the Brooklyn way.
She's a liar.
Fred love.
She knew I was hungry. Stop playing.
Oh, Lord. A hungry man is the best man because he would do anything.
She's lying. Chop, you lying. You on me, for real.
My people know I don't lie. My life.
No, you do lie, Chop.
What?
You do lie, Chop.
I do lie.
Yes, you do.
Only when it's conveniently getting me out of some shit, like in court.
Yeah, right, nigga.
I lie in court. Yeah, I do. I ain't gonna front. I lie in court. That's what I was told to do. You go to court, you lie to get out of trouble.
That's right. Don't tell yourself.
Mm-mm-mm.
I mean, that's just how it is. Now, Bossy, you got your room for CIAA?
Oh, yeah. Well, my sister, she has her dad's condo is up there. So we got his, and you can come on through. We're going to have the alcohol stocked on deck.
Oh, shit.
Not no cheap liquor either. Not no cheap liquor. I want Hennessy, Ciroc, stuff like that. I don't want no bust up E&J, no gin. None of that stuff, the good stuff. What you like?
Mr. G.A., that means you cannot bring your fifth of Burnett. That's not needed.
Yo, what she think?
No Burnett. Oh my God, what is that?
I don't know. She's crazy. Yo, we'll, hey, look, I mean, we'll be out there. We'll be there.
Y'all heard of Tito's? Y'all heard of Tito's? I heard that is some shit you don't want to fuck with.
Tito's is good. That's like a Cajun vodka. That's a potato vodka. It's really smooth and nice.
My homeboy got the hook up at Tito's. I'm about to get some of that.
Yes, Tito's is real good. Then, you know, I come through there, I'll be like a bartender. Ooh, I got that soft touch. It'll be like so smooth. Next thing you know, it done hit you. Your panties coming off. Your legs is up in the air. Dude or chick might be in the middle.
Legs up in the air.
Yes.
Froggy just don't care.
I'm a good bartender. I want everybody to fuck. That's why I want people to get drunk.
I like shots, though. I can't do that drinking a little sip here, a little sip there, like a shot.
Shots are good, too, because they make you feel warm real quick, and then your pussy start tingling, and then you be looking around the room, be like, ooh, who gonna fill this spot? Who got the goods for this? You're like, yeah, you make the eye contact, and it's on and popping. All I got to say is whoever's going to be around me at CIAA time is going down.
That's right.
I'll make sure I got plenty of condoms and plenty of chargers for the iPhone, the BlackBerry, the digital camera.
Oh, God. You know, I want one of them Kodak things. You put everything on one thing and boom, that's it. I want one of those.
Now I gotta have three different angles.
Oh shit.
I might be an exhibitionist that weekend.
Well, I like the one.
Look at it like that.
Ooh, who's gonna be the lucky guy? It won't be a rapper.
Make sure you have the right condom. Everybody does not wear a Magnum. What the fuck? It's like the new thing for the 2000s. I wear a Magnum. No, you don't. You wear it, but it's not your size. Be proud of who you are. Everybody don't have to be a daggone Mandingo. Some of us want something a little smaller. You know, we can control.
I used to get so excited when I used to buy condoms. I mean, the Magnum, because they started pulling out what they were getting ready to put in the Magnum. I'm like, why you do that?
Right? They want to be the last.
Yeah, because it wasn't staying on.
I don't need that shit up in me. That's a bacterial infection waiting to happen. Who's with a condom? I don't know. Fuck.
Or,
that is true.
Or when they have like a little dick, they always want to hit you from the back.
Or they keep pulling their dick out because they can't handle the pussy.
Oh, my God.
How do you keep pulling out?
They don't pull out, they fall out.
I know.
They be so frustrated. They be so frustrated.
Or what be making me so mad is be like, yeah, this shit good, ain't it? And they act like they do it. I'm like, bang, bang, bang. I just be like, yo, oh my gosh, yo. Like,
what about
really?
Those loud niggas? Like, this is having a heart attack.
And slap them. I'd be like, oh, my God.
Well, she might like that.
Or a dude that you just hit for the first time, he'd be like, who pussy is this? Who pussy is this? Mine.
I do like Superhead. Oh, let's talk some more fucking.
Or after you brush your neck, you get up and you start grabbing their clothes. They're like, where you going? Home. Man, shout out to all the lying ass dudes that call in and talking about they don't pay for pussy.
for $20.
Who said that shit, yo? Who said that shit? Who said that bullshit?
I did. You know y'all say that shit. Let me get three pumps.
Oh, shit. That's some old school bullshit.
To my boyfriend. I'm going to come right fast. Like, what? You're going to go right fast, motherfucker.
Oh, shit. I'm going to come right fast. Get me my boy fucked.
Take your TV and your pee-pee and get the hell on. Actually peed on me one time, though. Your man would be so damn drunk that they think they in the bathroom and they peeing, and I was asleep. And something felt warm, and I said, ooh, that felt good. And I turned around, he had his damn dick out. I cussed his ass out, but I ain't forget that feeling. That pee actually felt good on my ass. I ain't going to lie. I'm going to tell y'all the truth. That pee felt good. It was warm as hell. He thought he was in the bathroom and shit. And so I said, what the fuck? And so I made his ass go in the bathroom, and so I put a towel on the bed and shit to soak up some of the piss. I was pissed off. No pun intended. So, you know, he comes out the bathroom after he peed and motherfucking lay down the piss. I cuss his ass out again. He get up. Then he had to pee, pull his dick out again. I said, you pull that motherfucker out? He went back in the bathroom, peed, and then went and crashed on his daughter's bed. But that warm piss actually felt kind of good on my ass. I ain't going to lie. But I ain't fucking up my mattresses for no pee-pee shower.
I think the worst moment of me when I was married is my husband my ex had went out, he got drunk, and you know, when you in a hard sleep, you actually feel like you're up doing stuff, and
right.
he thought he got up and went in the bathroom and pissed, and he pissed in the bed. And the motherfucker was waking me up talking about, Pam, I got to change the sheets. I'm thinking that the baby had, you know, breakthrough pissing through his diaper. I'm like, what? He's like, man, I peed in the bed. The fuck you mean you peed in the bed? You pissy motherfucker.
Pissy bastard.
I was so fucking mad. Like, oh, every time he said something, I'm like, you little pissy nigga. Like, what the fuck?
Boys
he
are pissy.
The mattress, like, that's why I hate being married. Because when you marry,
oh my God,
comfortable doing shit. Like, for real. Like, men, when y'all are drunk, y'all need to be better on your A game with everything. Everything.
Be staggering and shit. I'ma fuck you tonight, baby.
Not wiping your ass is good, so you sit on the edge of the bed and there's a stain right there. Man, y'all gotta
armpits on my fucking pillows and shit. Why they gotta hug the damn pillow and put the armpits on that shit? Febreze? Damn.
See, Mr. G ain't got nothing to say because he's been married before and he done probably fell in about 5, 6, 7 of them categories.
Hell no, never. Now, I do recall when I was younger, before I was married, and I'm saying I was with a girl one time, and she pissed in my fucking bed, and she was all drunk. That shit pissed me off for real. I was like, yo, what the fuck? I'm like, and that warm piss, man, felt crazy to me. It felt crazy. What the fuck? I woke up. She is pissing. I mean, you can see that she's pissing out. Yo, get the fuck out of my bed. What are you doing? I was in the bathroom. What the fuck are you doing, yo? Just pissing out her pussy, yo. That was nasty to me, ever. That was the worst shit in my fucking life, yo. Pissing my fucking bed.
Poor thing. She was dreaming about sitting on the toilet.
Yeah, she was, for real. I thought I was in the bathroom. What the fuck? Same broad, though. Drinking all the fucking champagne and drinking her ass off because it was free. Fucker. Pissed in the bed. And pissed in the bed.
But that's what you get. You never bring home a thirsty bitch from the club, restaurant, and nowhere.
I was young back then, too.
Man, that was 3 years ago.
You're a lying ass. It was not lying ass.
You ain't got to lie, Mr. G.A. I still love you anyway.
Yo, Chop, drunk ass, passed out. How about that one, Chop? From the club. Passed the fuck out from the club.
And tell him why I passed out from the club.
You were drunk? You were drunk?
Excuse me. Earlier that day, we went to a cookout. I cannot eat pork. When I eat pork, it makes my tongue swell. So he assured me that his people only cook with turkey products. So this motherfucker piled some baked beans on my plate. You know what I'm saying? Because we had fish, macaroni and cheese, collard greens with turkey meat. So when I eat the beans, my tongue feels funny and it starts to swell. And I'm like, hey, it's some pork in it. Like, no, it's not. No, it's not. We go around till we find the person that cooked the baked beans. He's like, yeah, it's some pork in there. I'm looking at Mr. G.A. like, okay, nigga, you trying to kill me. So his best friend's sister had a fucking dog that had Benadryl. So I had to drink some of the Benadryl to make the swelling go down. So everybody knows Benadryl makes you sleepy, right?
Yes.
So go to the club. This motherfucker want to be on the dance floor doing every dance step to come to me with Puffy and Nicole from the Pussycat. I didn't know who the fuck I was dancing with. I didn't know if I was dancing with Diddy or if I was dancing with Mr. G.A. And this motherfucker got me going to the bar, and I'm drinking. So on the way home, the alcohol and the Benadryl hit me, and I passed out. I mean, I don't know what he's complaining for. He had pussy all day. I mean, he didn't get nothing that night. He was okay. He had enough all day.
Now listen. She had the pork, all right? She had the Benadryl at 1 o'clock. The club was like what, like 11 o'clock?
Mr. G.A., this is what you don't know about me.
What?
I have like a low tolerance, so it takes medicine a long time to get out of my system. I can take a Flexeril today, and it'll be out of my system in a...
In a what?
Tolerance. The only thing I can take is big cocks like yours, nigga. So I was like...
She's stupid. She's stupid, yo. Stupid.
So enough. So next
my
time
girl,
you
Chuck,
tell me how you tried to kill me.
Yeah, I for sure. I was like, man, ain't no pork in this shit. He was like, it is. I said, no, it's not. They don't eat pork here. And he was like, I got pork in that shit. I was like, oh, my God. I was fucked up, yo. I feel bad for you, too.
I want all the pork I can get.
Oh, shit.
Remember that movie, Norbit? Fuck that. Thinking of blanket.
Norbit.
If I stop, then I can't have it. I like my bacon. I got to have bacon. I don't have to have pork chops and ham. For bacon and fat back, I got to have those two.
Hell no.
I got to have that bacon. Slide that bacon off in the oven, let it come out nice and greasy, drain it off. Shit.
Oh, hell no.
I'm going to eat that damn pig. Amen. I can use smoked turkey and other stuff and smoked neck bones or whatever, but I got to have that bacon. That's my only weakness, bacon.
Bacon.
That beef bacon is too damn chewy. Turkey bacon is too damn stiff, like you eating an old piece of ham. I don't want that. If I can get the bacon that I can convert over, turkey burgers and all, I just can't give up that bacon. Give me a turkey burger, everything add bacon. Turkey burger, add bacon. Ham and cheese, add bacon.
She said French fries add bacon.
Hell yeah. Bring me some bacon bits on them shit.
Put
me inside some ranch. Bacon ranch.
Bacon ranch sauce.
Y'all are crazy.
This is a good show, Chop.
Chop trying to get up the line like, let me wind this up.
Friday, I think, Dr. Dre's son is supposed to be on Friday. Don't quote me. I'll find out tomorrow. And then if it's still good, then I'll run the promo for it. I'm having some serious questions for him.
You stupid.
I'm still stuck on. I don't like your voice. Click. That was funny.
Oh, that was fucked up, yo.
Yo.
That was fucked up.
I'm about to call Roland for real.
She still got it, boy. Chuck still got it.
My man talking about some. Put the porno on and get ready. I'm like, I'm on the radio. I'll talk to you in a minute.
Put the porno on and get ready.
You know, we got a special cover and shit, so you don't fuck up your own blankets and shit. You know, you don't, I hate getting in that wet spot after sex. So it's like you have a special blanket for the bed.
Right. Take the bitch out, throw the corner.
Extra absorbent, all that slob don't get all on the bed and shit. You don't want to roll over into a breath spot, you know.
Y'all are crazy. I got a special treat for y'all the day after Valentine's Day, which is the 15th. Roxy Reynolds is going to be on the show for 15 minutes.
Hey, all right.
I know you expect Mr. G.A., you nasty-ass fucker.
Damn right, I'm going to be on this show.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
You are so nasty.
Yo, I'm coming out your way.
Uh-huh.
I bet your way Valentine's Day, nigga.
What?
You heard me?
Oh. Well, Chica's still going to be shut down for Valentine's Day, but you're welcome to come through.
Oh, that's good. Let her be shut down.
Yeah, Chica on strike.
No, she ain't.
Yes, she is.
No, she ain't. She'll wake up.
Huh?
She'll wake up. She'll wake the fuck up. She'll be all right.
Oh,
she's stupid.
Yeah.
She can wake up. She'll wake the fuck up. She'll wake her ass up. She been asleep for a long time now. She's gonna wake her ass up.
Yeah, she did.
That reminds me of that topic that we had.
Which one?
And once they get it, they think they can always get it.
Oh yeah.
Oh no, I just said she'll wake up. I didn't say I was gonna get it. I just said she'll wake up. That's all. I ain't saying get it.
Now, that's the one thing I can say about Mr. G.A. With what God blessed him with, anytime I get tired of these little small dingling people, I can always call him Mr. Anaconda.
Stupid, yo. She's crazy. She loves a fucking mind, yo.
Woo! Magnum double X don't even fit. Ow!
Now, she can always get it, though. She can always get it. She calls there for us. She always get it.
I want to wait till you got a chick that you, like, in a relationship with so I can come knock up on the door and be like, yo, bro, I came to get it.
Come get it. I'm like, yo, come on in. Yo, ma, you, what you mean? Yo, she's family. Come on in, shorty. Come on, get this dick real fast. That's called love,
crazy.
Kid. That's called love, kid.
Car.
Come and get it.
You
know what I'm saying, man? That's called love, kid. You know what I'm saying? Shit, Chuck got skills out this world. Hey, look, Chuck, look, my first time fucking with Chuck, right? We supposed to do some business, I'm saying, like a photo shoot. I was like, look, man, I don't even want you doing a photo shoot. Listen, fuck all that bullshit. Let's get past the photo shoot. Yo, I like you. No more of this shit here. That was a fly shit for me. I came at none of my models that way before. I was like, yo, listen, Ma, you, I don't want you to fucking do this job here. I want you to stay right over here. Let me talk to you. She got mad skills. Huh?
Hot blocker?
I had to be. I did it for a reason.
So you have to put the head in?
Yeah, put it out the head in. I'm going to use that one, yo. That's a good one. Put the head in for
the house. Remember Chris Rock on Damn, I Won't Get You Sucker? Let me get this under my hand.
Give me one red.
Get some grape soda in my hand.
That was funny.
You had my stomach hurting. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. I'm apologizing to the dude that he was like, you hung up on me. I actually thought he was an Ashton stalker.
You know what?
He said, well, he was?
First of all, He had a private number, and then he was whack.
Hey, how you doing?
What?
Predator. Who's this? Predator. Predator.
Hey, baby. That's what they
didn't point out. We don't need any more Ken Kinnicks out here, people. Who was that?
He's a, oh my God, he is a Scurry Life DJ. Oh, I feel so bad now.
Oh. He probably
boycott your show now. Boycott your show. Boycott Chalk and Aston. He's going to boycott your ass now.
Oh, well.
Oh, my gosh.
Boycott.
I don't like how you talk, Click. That was fucked up, yo.
Well, you know what? At least you kept it real.
Hey, yo, what's so wild? That's on the fucking tape. That's on the show, too. That's before I adapt the show. That's crazy. That's fucked up, Chuck. You wrong for that shit.
Yeah.
Showing that part. I'm
it
so
was,
sorry.
It was funny when you said it, though.
Showing that type of heart. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. I didn't know you was you, you crazy motherfucker. She typing her ass off.
Oh. Oh, God.
This was a great show, though. It was a real good show, y'all. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it, for real. It was a funny-ass show. And you know your man come on all the time, your man Tone, he buy pussy, he buy everything. He buying pussy, dick, ass, everything.
You don't give a damn. You paying. He paying.
Yo, he a big fan. He buy pussy, he buy dick, he buy ass.
Buy you know, let the doo-doo roll. Damn. Dookie Love. That's his new name, Dookie Love.
Dookie Love. That's his new name, Dookie Love.
Give me that Dookie Love. When you see me in VIP, rolls around me.
Yo, I'm going to call the show on the next show day. Come on, what's up, Dookie Love? That's his name, yo, Dookie Love. Hey,
Chuck.
Hey, Chuck. Hey, Chuck. That's his new name, yo. Dookie Love.
We're going to make a song. Chuck, I want to be an artist on the radio. You ready? Give me that Dookie Love. Give me Dookie Love. When you see me in VIP, we'll hold around me.
Dookie Love.
I need promotion.
Town Boston. Oh, guys. Hey, hold up. It's after 12 o'clock. At the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to
day
you.
To Ashton. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to
Ashton. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
We all off key and shit. We all off key.
Thank you. My
hey, Ashton.
Yes.
Ashton, we all off key and shit.
Yes.
We all off key.
I know we were. We hit high note first.
I know, right? Your birthday.
We sound like
Ashton.
Eddie Murphy on Coming to America. Section chocolate.
Section chocolate.
Oh,
I
mean, man, I'm about to turn that on.
No, you're not. You don't turn that porn on right now. My man should turn that porn on and shit.
I already got the movie in. I think I'm watching Young and Beautiful, 5 hours. You don't need for 2 minutes.
He don't
need
about
that
to
long.
Be fucking right now. He's a yo. Hey, baby, turn that porn on.
You know what porno I won't watch with him? Nah, flop. Hell no. No, I ain't in that movie. They be fucking dick for 3 hours. I ain't doing that shit. I ain't superhead.
Superhead. Nah, Slobbers.
Y'all never seen that series? I'm the only one seen that series, Nah, Slobbers.
Oh, shit. Nah, that's crazy. Hey, Chap.
Yeah.
Hey, Chap.
Yes.
Yeah, bring your always bring your co-host Aston up, but bring this young lady on the phone here and that girl Janet back on the phone again, boy. That's some funny shit, yo. Them four right there, some funny motherfuckers, yo. Them three right there, funny, yo. And you, y'all some funny motherfuckers for real, yo.
Funny
y'all be going in on niggas hard. Y'all be going in on niggas hard for real.
My question was like, I wanted to ask her when she be using the strap on.
when she hunting, do she come too? That's what I wanted to ask her.
No, I heard that they do.
Does she come too? You said that she come too? I don't think she do, though. You know why? Because she was like, she didn't really understand. Like, she was saying, like, it's not made for a woman because, you know what I'm saying, the actual pumping and the hips and shit, that wasn't really made for a woman, she was saying. So I guess she didn't really come. That probably
well,
didn't come for her.
Hell, Pink and Cherokee make it look like it's for a woman.
Huh?
Pink and Cherokee make it look like it's for a woman.
I was told that they do come when they're using a strap one on somebody else. And I was told there's one design for them to feel the same, feel something inside them. I don't know.
They done made all kind of shit for them things. So they got all kind of shit out here for them to come. So I'm sure she probably would. I mean, if she had to, I guess, a different kind or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like she said, she like that whole hip shit movement and shit wasn't really for her. So that shit wasn't really for her, she said. She didn't really enjoy that shit.
I'm not doing all the damn work. I threw my back out. I submitted to the United States and City. That ain't going to work out for me. You soft, I'm soft. It's a problem.
It's a problem, right? It's a problem. You
only thing hard is to pick. You got to lube that motherfucker up to the plastic. Is that?
The plastic dick, right. The
yeah, and it's your... You got to put a condom on plastic. What kind of bullshit?
That's some bullshit, right? Ain't that some bullshit?
That shit I don't
oh,
really.
Oh, man, I just had her phone earlier. She done bust them bras down, that bullshit. Oh, man, Chuck, where was she at? Where was
I
you at earlier?
You know I'd have been ready to say something. You
strapped
it
earlier?
I was over here looking at TV. I said, oops, I forgot what
time
it
was. Oh, man, you be the right girl on the phone for that shit. Yo, Chuck.
I forgot what time it was.
She be the right girl on the phone for them motherfucking girls that like pussy. She get them girls good. I need her on the phone, Chuck. She be hot to get them. Strap on for two soft ass bodies kissing and fucking. She'll get them too, Chuck.
You're so mad.
Shut up, Chuck. I wanted to give them hell. I love starting shit on the shows. I love it. I love starting shit. That's right. That's what makes the show so exciting. I just like starting shit, nigga. But that shit about 20 hours, put the head in for 20 hours, that's some funny shit, though. That's some funny fucking shit, yo. You can put the head in there for $20. Come on. Just the head for $20.
You know they be saying that shit. You know somebody
be saying that shit, too. That's some old school shit, though. Hey, Chuck, that's some old school shit. They put the head in for $20. Let me put the head in for $20. Stupid shit. That's stupid to say. Nigga's crazy. Chuck, you on Skype?
Hey, huh? That's the new thing, though, the girls-on-girls stuff. What did you call them, bulldaggers back in the day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
was some scary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to curse.
Now they call lovers now. They call lovers now. Lovers.
They studs now.
They love it. They're studs.
Bulldaggers.
Them studs carry mad dough. Them studs buy pussy all day long, child. Hey, that should be your next show.
They
think
they
want to
fight men and everything. Like, you
yeah, and they beat the woman's ass, too. they have a short haircut. This is my thing, all right? I'm like this. If you want, why would you get a woman that looks like a man? That's like fucking like, and then put a strap on. That's like kind of like fucking backwards, right?
Maybe they role playing.
No. They role play my ass. That's their everyday life shit. You know what I'm saying? They want a man, a girl, like a damn fucking boy.
One bulldaggers will buy anything you want.
Oh,
they
man, they have more money than niggas having a club now. They been
in the
club talking, throwing it, make it rain.
Ugh.
They buy the baddest bitch in the club, too. Easy. They don't care.
Well, I don't need them to make it rain. I need them hoes to make it snow.
Snow, yeah, for real. Stupid job.
You
want a blizzard
and shit.
Yes. Make it snow.
I want a new
snowstorm.
They're gonna
take you to
the snowman. Snowman.
Too funny.
They do it all.
Y'all crazy.
Somebody
calling.
for y'all. It's after 12 o'clock. I got to get up in less than 7 hours. I need my beauty rest, and I need to go watch Chica.
Yeah, you're right. We don't want you getting up. It's enough monkeys running around. We don't want you getting up. I ain't got no bananas for all these months.
Y'all are so crazy.
We love you, girl.
Uh-uh. I love y'all, too.
Love you. Have birthday again.
Right. And birthday.
Yes, thank you. Happy birthday.
Take care,
thank
y'all.
Thank you. Yeah, she's 24 again. Yeah. 24 plus 20.
She got the dragon syndrome going on.
Oh.
Oh my goodness. I'm trying to forget how old I am, actually. I'm trying to have all kinds of stuff.
My real age and my BlackBerry age is two different things.
Their BlackBerry age, oh shit.
That is funny.
I just did about 4 years. You know, I don't go crazy. You know, black don't crack, but still. No.
I mean, don't feel bad. My daughter wished me happy birthday on Facebook. My son is gonna come on there and say, "And my mommy ain't 44; she's 62."
Oh,
and I was like, "Oh, for that." I said, "But I'm a sexy ass senior citizen," and he started laughing. Like, motherfuckers, I tell you, kids.
Uh-huh. Well, get your rest.
My goodness, guys.
Yes, I will.
Enjoy it.
I'll catch y'all on BBM tomorrow because I'll be up. I got a lot of writing and catching up to do on my site tomorrow. So, all right.
All right.
Thank you guys for tuning in. I'll be back on Friday. Same chop channel, same chop time.
All right, baby.
Holler.
Good night.
Good night.